Welcome everybody to Weekly Wellness Check. It's just a group of fans that get together to talk about fitness, talk about our journeys, talk about whatever we want to talk about. We can talk about bread and mustard sandwiches, as you can see. If you want to join the conversation, don't worry. Just hit the hand on the lower right of your phone. We'll bring you right up on stage. If not, don't stress at all. Just hang out in the audience. Just chill, you know. Just listen in, you know. Get you some. What kind of sandwich you talking about in the chat, Chris? I don't know what that is, but that's all right. You can get whatever kind of sandwich you want, you know, and just hang out on your tonal bench, you know. And, you know what else I realized that is good to relax on, not just the tonal bench, is that, you know, the edge of the tread plus is kind of high. And so if you sit on it, it's kind of a nice little low stool. That's what I realized. So sometimes now I switch up the tonal bench and just chill for a second on the side of the tread plus. You know what I mean? That's a comfortable spot too. That's FYI. That's a tip. That's a pro tip.
Well, now it's all reinforced with the rear guard for you. So,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Cushion.
Exactly. So that's pro tip for y'all out there. Pro tip. But you still should get the tonal bench. All right. Anyway, what we got on here? You know what? I saw Ariel say something in the chat about Aerosmith, something about Aerosmith. What? I don't know, Ariel. Why you mentioned Aerosmith?
Because that was the artist series tonight.
Oh, that was the artist series tonight.
And somebody said it was too old for Ariel to know who it was. So she's saying she does.
Oh, that's what that was. Oh,
Jesus,
okay.
John.
I didn't read through it. I just saw Aerosmith in a sad face. I was like, what am I missing? What happened? Oh, okay, I got it. But you know, every time I put an artist series in the poll for us to vote on whether or not we add it as a topic, it doesn't matter who the artist is. They get like two votes. Like, I think people are done with artist series, at least talking about them. They don't want to talk about artist series. Nobody wants to talk about them. I don't know what happened. We used to all get excited when we heard it was an artist series. Now we just be like, yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's some that, like, people would really go crazy over. Like, there's some that keep coming up that they haven't done yet either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if they do that Missy Elliott one, people will lose their minds.
Okay.
Cody had an unofficial one, like, years ago, and that has since been purged. So now because she's got that concert coming up, everybody's like, we got to be getting a Missy Elliott, you know, artist series. So I bet if we had one of those, people would talk about it.
Yeah,
but I can't think of anybody else.
Well, I'm gonna put it out there because I know that they're listening, and I'm still on my high after the concert last week. I want a Drake artist series.
Oh, okay. See, that would be a good one, and
an amazing one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we're just gonna throw it out there, then we need Meek Mill. Like,
oh wow,
I mean, stand up.
Oh, we done started. Like, okay, I like that idea too. That'll work. Okay.
Throw your agenda out the window. Okay. That's instead of class recommendations, we're gonna give them artist series.
I told you it was gonna happen. We was gonna make it fun. That's what I told you. We just gonna turn water into wine. That's what we doing right now. That's what it is. All right, I like those artist series ideas. But I was just thinking that, I mean, it's Aerosmith, you know. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame type stuff we talking about right here. I mean, wouldn't everybody, you know, want that artist series? I just kind of assumed. But it clearly still wasn't enough for anybody to want to talk about it. You know?
I mean, I get excited about the artist series, but it's just the way that they schedule them and stack them. I feel like I have to take it over a course of several days because everybody's in the same time slot. So it's just kind of frustrating for me. And then sometimes it's just not enjoyable because they just chop and screw the music,
that
2 minutes. And that just,
they
do it right before you, the part come, the high note come, where you really just got to hit it.
Your part be coming. Like, yeah.
Yes.
And then they be on the next
for
song.
And then they be on the next song. So for me, it's just how they stack the classes that I just, that is so irritating because it's like, what if you want to do the tread and then the bike and,
stack it
like that. So mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, I just take them on demand now because I don't want to get frustrated. So I just kind of bookmark them, you know, to do it. So I know you feel me, Aaron, because it's just annoying.
I don't know why they do that.
Thinking Courtney's
like
Baby is doing
an
artist series back there, though.
You mean like they're like...
Is your baby doing an artist series for us? I mean, I'm not mad at it. He's always like in the background. He's like, oh, she's on Clubhouse. Now time to turn up.
Okay, it's turn up time.
Let me sing you a song. Let me show you a real artist.
So wait a minute. They just be like stacking them like at the similar time slots and you got to pick one?
Yeah, it's either they have like multiple modalities at the same time or it's like 7 to 7:30, 7:30 to 8, 8:15.
Oh my goodness. Ain't nobody doing
boom, 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 rather than, you know, like, scatter them around so people can actually do them.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn, yeah.
And I think they've actually gotten worse. I feel like they used to do like 7, 7:30, and now I feel like they're all at 7. So it's like if you want to ride, run, or row, they're all at 7.
Goodness. Well,
like 7 is the time.
Well, I definitely feel the whole the playlist they want to get more songs in, and then they just start cutting songs in half because, you know, and then your part coming up, and then all of a sudden it don't come up because it's on to the next. You know what? Peloton, you got to change that up. You got to change that up. You know, that's causing me some angst.
I got one more little jab, and it's not the instructor's fault because, you know, of course everybody has their favorites, but.
Yeah.
You know, it's also a lot of times, it's a lot of the same song. So it's like you hear it once in the run and you're like, oh, yeah. And then you hear it again in the bike and you're like, all right. And then by the time you get to the straight class, you're like, all right, I haven't heard this song in a long time. And now I heard it 3 times in the last, like, you know, day or two. So that's another one.
By the time you get to the third song, you're like, dang, I'm about tired of this song. God dang. Yeah, that's funny.
I think, too, when they have more than one artist series, like when they've done the same artist twice, because I've seen like complaints about the Nicki, particularly the Nicki ride with Ally, where they're like, I don't know why she played this song, I don't know why she played that song. And I'm like, well, first of all, because she already did a Nicki ride, so I'm sure she didn't want to play the same song she played from the first one. So like, she didn't play, like, I guess the super, super popular ones. I'm like, plus y'all give her a break. She did the explicit version. Like the last time she got so much flack for playing the radio edited versions of like Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time she did the non-edited version. But it's like, if they have more than one class that they've done over the course of the years, it's probably really hard to, like, you know, do the songs. You're not going to get all your favorites.
Right.
You can't have the same damn songs in both classes.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. You know,
I think at most they should only have the radio edit. I understand if it's a 5-minute song, especially like 80s, 90s music. We're used to those songs being 5 minutes. I mean, gosh, 70, sometimes 6.5-minute songs. So I get it. But at most have the radio edit that's like 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. And just, I feel that from a programming standpoint, if they're going to have multiple instructors do the same artist, like mix up the songs and then get away from the all for one concept that they have, like, oh, Missy Elliott's on stage, so all modalities are going to go live at 6 o'clock. Like, get away from that and stack them so that I can go. Because we used to, like Danielle say, we used to be able to do the bike, then strength, and then yoga, all, you know, the same artists. And it was a little bit more variety. So I think for me, that's why I do them and I get excited about them. But now I have to kind of like make my own schedule for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
You still had to run from one to the other, though. Like,
yeah, you had to have
like a window.
No,
you were usually late for something.
Yeah, I had
like,
to have
and don't be in a class with Alex where he want to chat.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I'm like, yo, Alex, wrap it up, my guy. Mm-hmm. I got the next class to get to.
you did have to have the bike already queued up or your weights already out. But I would rather that
just
have to miss it all together because everybody's at the same time.
Right, right.
True, I agree. I don't let you have to change shoes, though.
You know what artist series classes I used to like? I don't know if they still do them anymore or have done them at any time recently, is when they would do like the Versus stuff where it would be like two different artists.
Yes, they haven't done that in a while. They only did it for like a short period. I think they were just like doing, I don't know, maybe it was like 3 months or something like that. I love that.
Well, it was in part, I don't know, official partnership, but it was dovetailing what Swizz Beatz was doing because he was doing that, the Versus concerts. And I think when he stopped, or when they stopped sponsoring that, Peloton, I guess that partnership stopped as well.
Oh, okay. So then they
doesn't
just
mean
stop.
That they can't carry it on. They would have to probably rebrand it. I don't know if that the Versus is, it's probably a branded, I believe, but yeah. They could still do the same concept.
Yeah, they could do that with anybody. East Coast versus West Coast, or, you know, North and South, or, you know, lots of different things.
They did.
And yeah,
they...
Marcel has a bunch of runs like that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where she did them, like, and she did, like, a series of them. I have to see if I can figure out which ones they are, but she did a series where it was, like, Atlanta versus Florida, and then, I guess, quote-unquote, whoever won went on to the next round, and then it was
New York. Yeah, I remember that, like, too.
So she did, like, a whole series of runs like that.
See, that's what I like, that stuff. I remember they did that years and years ago, I remember, but it was... I think, you know, it wasn't based on the whole versus thing, but I think they named them like that. But yeah, now, yeah, the newer ones, yeah, were like, you're right, Courtney, were like a spin-off.
Alex used to have a ride that it got purged now, but it wasn't labeled as anything, but it was 100% Biggie versus Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
And now, yeah, now it's totally gone, but yeah, they definitely.
I like that type of stuff. That was cool. Now that, if they did that again, that might get excited about that. But yeah, I don't know. I just ain't feeling people are all excited about the artist series stuff like they used to be. It's like it's kind of waned or something.
Well, and another thing too is sometimes they're just encores, or not encores, they're premieres.
Oh, so yeah, they're not even live.
Recorded. It's not even like they're live. They're like, you know, they recorded last week and then they're right. Just premiering them. So that's another one, too. I think that, like, you lose interest.
That's a good point. Because a lot of people are, you know, like I was for years. Like, you want to do stuff live. I was like that for years. So I get that. That makes sense. And if everything's a premiere, then, yeah, you kind of lose some of its, yeah, the fire to do it. That makes sense. I'm definitely not into the premieres. I'm not into that. Now all I do is, well, I guess it would be the same thing, but everything, I don't even do anything live anymore. I did a live class
that's
the other day.
That's not true. You were there
I did
last
one the
night.
Other day. Yeah, last night I did one. That last is a night. Rarity for me. I just happened
it was
to look
80s
up.
Run with Alex. I knew you would be there. I actually did a video where I was like, oh, John showed up. I was going to post it, but then I sounded like a fool and the fan was running. And I was like, all right, this is terrible. I didn't.
That was the only reason I showed. I looked at it and I was like, 80s? But you know, what's funny is, I don't know why this happened. My mind translated that into 80s hip hop. I wasn't thinking. But it said it was just 80s. But for whatever reason, when I read it, my mind thought 80s hip hop. So I said, well,
oh, because it was Alex.
Let me get up, right? I was like, yeah, let me go in there. All right. And then I was trying to convince myself, well, I'll just kind of hang out and just listen to it. Then I was like, no, put your shoes on. I'll just walk. And then I jogged a little bit and I was like, well, I'll run a little bit. Like, I literally talked to myself into that class, like, slowly. Like, because it started with 80s. Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, there was a decent amount of hip hop, though. Like,
yeah, there
I felt
was.
Like it was a decent amount, except for the AC/DC or something
right.
like that he threw in there. But other than that,
right. What's funny is, like, so I'm talking myself into this thing, right? I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll turn the tread on, let it move. Okay, I'll start jogging, Alex, and then I realize he says the warm up's done and we doing an 8-minute run. I'm like, what?
I was like, excuse me, eight minutes? And then
what?
He talks about he doesn't like these long intervals.
Right.
He's like, you're not going to catch me on the tread running for 30 minutes. I was like, as far as I'm concerned, running for 8 minutes straight is running for 30 minutes.
Exactly.
I am not a runner.
That's the same thing for me. That's the exact same thing. Exactly. Then I saw Ariel out there. I saw Aaron out there. I saw AJ out there. I saw a bunch of people I knew out there. That was kind of cool. I just don't see that as much anymore because I'm rarely doing live rides. So that was fun. I did have fun with that.
I knew I couldn't make it at the last minute, but I knew as soon as I saw he had an 80s run on the schedule, I was like, he's totally playing Rick Astley. Like, there's no way he's doing right. an 80s run and not playing that stupid red-haired 80 pop icon.
He played, it threw me again because I know why my mind was stuck on 80s hip-hop, but it threw me right off the bat. I was like, what are we playing? What? Oh, it says 80s. Oh. Didn't say hip-hop. but it was cool. It was fun. I had fun. Cool. Okay, you see how we spun the agenda? We haven't even gotten to the topic number one yet. See how we made it entertaining, you know what I mean, without even talking about the agenda. That's what I figured we could do. See?
I mean, that's most clubhouses. So.
You're right about that. You're actually right about that. All right, let's see. What do we got? Oh, the Peloton studio booking process has changed, I hear. I heard this from, you know, the source. Pelo buddy, yeah, Chris.
So Q hasn't been there in a long time.
It's been like that for a few weeks. We just weren't sure if it was like on purpose or something they were trying out. But now we just know it's because the new server can support that, and you know, people should expect that to not be there going forward still. So but it has been gone for a couple weeks now.
So the server, okay, I want to make sure I understand it because I'm not quite getting it. So before they were having a problem when they just open it up at noon or whatever time they open it up, and then people flood in and stuff was crashing. So then they did the queuing thing to solve for that. Is that right?
Yep. And then in December, they migrated to the new Team Up platform.
Okay.
And the queue is still there. But in the last couple of weeks, they've tried not doing the queue. And I guess because the new Team Up platform that they moved to in December can support more traffic.
I got it. And so now that you don't have to wait, you don't have to get into the queue, you know, 20 minutes or whatever it is, 15 minutes before. Now.
An hour
before. Good goony goo. Okay. So now you can just show up at what? Right at noon?
11:59.
11:59. And okay. It's a different
And then you can, you know, click into your class and it'll probably be sold out. But you have a chance.
And it'll probably be sold out. Good. Wow. Okay. Well so as in having that augmented, does it afford anyone any greater chance of getting a class? Does it afford anyone any? I'm assuming it saves them time because they don't have to be in there an hour before hitting refresh, right? But what
is I think it makes it harder for some people who are able to get more classes. You now have more people in there trying. So I think it's harder for people to get more classes, but now it's easier for anyone who doesn't know, you know, you had to go in an hour and refresh every 5 minutes. It's easier for people just to show up and have a chance of getting one.
I got it. That makes sense. Okay. Well, I guess
that's just my random thoughts on it.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh, Aaron, it ain't good though. You don't like that. You ain't good with it though.
Yeah, no, it just, like I was saying before, like since they've done away with the credits, it's just like, I don't know. I don't know how people book because I have yet to, unless I, you know, if I grab a waitlist spot, then I've been able to get in or, you know, something like that where, you know, you have, when you get off the waitlist, you can put in your card information. But anytime that I've tried to book and put in my card and this and that, it's like, you know, you have to verify you're not a robot. And right. By the time you get your card information in and this and that, the then it gone. Just freezes up and it's gone.
Let's see.
So, yeah.
All right.
I wish they would at least just like bring back the credits because the credits, like, because, you know, when I had credits, it was like you sit there and you have a credit and you sit here and say book, boom, boom, done. It's done in three clicks. Whereas, you know, now it's you verify you're not a robot. Then you got to put in your card and you got to do this. And,
right. You
know, it says that you can save your card information, but I haven't been able to successfully use my saved card information. So I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, but I don't know. It just... No dice.
Dang. They have yet to perfect that. You know, they've been working on it for a long time. They have yet to get that exactly right. But all right, well, I guess the recent change. Go ahead.
One issue I have is that when I verify that I'm not a robot, I get an error message. So I don't get it.
Oh man! So all you doing
when you get the error message, it means that now the class is full because somebody else took your spot while you were verifying that you're not a robot. Lord. That's why it sucks.
So it sucks because I have credits, but even when I select to use them, I verify I'm not a robot. Then it's an error. So then when I've tried to save my credit card, like Aaron said, it doesn't actually save. So I feel like I'm not able to get in because I have a credit. and or using my credit card.
You know what might be a good idea, Courtney, is honestly, like, go in and, like, just randomly, if you see, like, you know, any spot, like a yoga, because those are usually available, book one of those, like, this week or something that you don't really want to take and then cancel it. So at least that way, like, it kind of I've noticed that if you are able to book, that it stops asking you that after a little while,
okay,
about the robot. Okay. So maybe go in, cancel it, and then therefore, like, you're kind of, they know you're not a robot because your computer's been there before, you know what I mean?
And that will, and also then, let you save your credit card information. If you go in and do that, you'll be able to get your credit card information saved, so it's there for easier checkout with a future class.
Would that work if I was waitlisted, like, kind of going through that, even if, like, I cancel, like, I don't want to go, but I'm just trying to get everything saved.
I would try to do, like, a random yoga class the day on a Thursday that it opens.
I've never been asked to verify anything for a waitlist. A waitlist, you can grab quick. So honestly, I almost prefer the waitlist, because if you get them pretty far out, if you get it the day that it drops, there's a fairly good chance that you're going to get off the waitlist. And when you get off the waitlist, you have that 2-hour window to go in and take your sweet time to enter in your information and if you need to verify and, like, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's better to actually book than hit waitlist.
Okay. I mean, but you know, I mean, I would actually, I'm a yogi, so I would actually, like, take a yoga class. So I probably may just try to do that. Maybe I'll get into Chelsea's class, which I would love to do. Like, that's just would be my vibe as well. So I'll try that next week.
Man, that is crazy. Got to have these strategic tactics, you know?
Yeah, you have to have these, like, FBI, CIA, like, insider trading tips just to, like, get into a yoga class. Like,
you got to get all diabolical to figure out how to get in. Got to have.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
You got to have the decoder key.
You got to hit up, up, down, down, left, right, right before. And then it just, you slide right in.
Yeah, you got to look for the Easter egg. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's like that, Peloton. Goodness gracious.
Unless they want to invite us, Aaron, for a Mother's Day class, or in Danielle, that would be nice. And Tammy, we would love to come to a Mother's Day pre-recorded ride. So
there it
is. Just putting that out there.
See, there it is, right there.
I think they already sent those out.
Okay, well, Juneteenth.
There you go.
What's the next holiday? Let's you know, Memorial Day, like, whatever.
I mean,
you know, we're ready.
I'll take anything at this point. I feel like Peloton doesn't love me, so I mean, I'll take anything. Mother's Day, Juneteenth,
any of that.
We'll take it all.
What if it say that if you get on the wait list the day that everything drops, you're likely going to get in? What does that say? Does that say people just going out there booking the first thing?
That's not true. No. I shouldn't say that's not true. I still personally, and I know I'm not the only one, but a lot of people don't have the flexibility or are not by a computer to get the email within the 2-hour window. Like,
okay,
my friend is a chef and she missed the 2-hour window. I was with patients and I missed the 2-hour window 3 times. Like, it's just not feasible. Like, I know they did away with the nighttime, like having to confirm your spot at the nighttime, and I think that helped, but a lot of people don't sit at computers or don't have access to their email for extended periods of time.
You're talking about the 2-hour window to accept
credits. So just take my credit and put me in the class.
You're talking about the 2-hour window to accept the wait list.
I actually still have credits in my account.
Which I don't know why they don't, Tammy, because when I had credits, they would just automatically add me. So I don't know why they don't.
And I reached out to support because it happened once where they did use my credit, and then the second time they did not, and I sent them screenshots, and they couldn't explain why that happened, why it was inconsistent.
But no, what I'm saying, Tammy, is I'm saying is it saying something that classes so often have people that are that get an email that gives you that 2-hour window? Like, what is that saying about the people that are booking these classes? Are they just like grabbing the first thing that they see because it's so hard to get? Like we were saying, but they may not really want it. And of course, then they don't go. And that's why all these classes end up having people off the wait list getting emails.
I think so. I think people grab what they can grab just for fear of not getting anything. And then travel plans change, or they decide, oh, you know what? The flights are too expensive. Yeah. But like, I wonder how many people who actually get those spots on a Thursday at 12:01.
Right.
Like, what percentage of that ends up getting canceled?
Right.
Well, and you also have people who, like what you're talking about, are trying it just to, you know, get their credit card in there.
Right.
And then have no intention of taking it.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. Now that adds up now. I get it. That's why that happens.
And we know people are just booking just the book because they come into the studio with poor performance.
Exactly. We up here watching these classes and they out here looking like the Melbourne toast, as Pastor Cookie would say.
Yeah, upsetting, getting Alex all upset because
he's
asleep on the bike.
Have him going off on the people. Now you
I
know
need somebody
it
to post
far.
That class because I didn't take it because no one posted. I can't remember what the date was. So, every week it's scheduled to go on like Thursday and it says your class recommendations, post them here. So somebody please post those in there.
It was on Good Friday.
I don't even know what today is. You want me to remember Good Friday?
You know she doesn't know. I'll send it to you.
when Alice got to get up and tell the people, look, y'all was horrible. That, you know, see, something ain't right. Something ain't right.
He told the people to wake the fuck up.
Oh, good Lord.
Like, he was God explicit damn. And irritated.
Man.
Like, oh, man, y'all done got my boy upset.
Y'all just up in here acting all wrong if you got Alice having to tell y'all that. Goodness gracious. Yeah,
I'm just going to throw it out there. I love it when the instructors are spicy like that, though.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like, sometimes those people in the audience need it. Like, they need to be reminded.
Yeah, I don't see the spiciness as much as I used to back in the day, though. I used to see the spiciness all the time. Now, I don't know.
Yo, they used to be real spicy.
Right.
Robin, Allie, y'all remember that Allie?
Yeah, but then they get bashed.
They get bashed, though.
They do.
Though. Yeah.
Like,
sometimes.
You get the people who their feelings get hurt. And it's like, you should have kept your ass home in the first place. Because they were calling you out on something real. It wasn't like they said, oh, you suck at this. No, they're calling you out for what you're doing in the class. Either not following instructions and doing whatever you want. Or you have no energy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's no reason to bash the instructors. If you don't want to do what they're calling out, then stay home or be way in the back somewhere where nobody can see you. But don't be on camera doing your own damn class.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You're going to be in the front row
doing your own class.
Doing what you want to do.
You in here in this Alice class. You up in here acting like you in somebody else's class. That ain't right. I used to see Robin used to get spicy on some people. I seen Jess King get spicy on some few people 5-6 years ago. I seen a few of that. That used to happen more often.
Jess definitely still gets spicy.
Yeah.
Jess was just spicy on a EDM Riders like not that long ago. She was like, she literally was like, I said, you don't need no water right now.
Yeah, Alex says the same thing not that long ago, multiple times. People are standing up when he's like, stay in the saddle. And he's like, no, I said sit your ass down.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
And Alex tells somebody they need more resistance.
She's like,
you need more resistance on that wheel.
Tell him to add some more resistance.
Damn!
Oh, okay. Oh, you know, Katie said in the chat that she noticed that the Peloton London classes always have great energy. You know what, Katie? I was out there and I felt like if I had too much energy, they was going to look at me crazy when I was in the London studio. Like the energy level was different. It was like more contained. Like, is that normal or was I just in the wrong class? Do they have more energy now?
That was Monday morning, though, John, because I was in that class with you.
Yeah, that's right. Jamie was there with me.
People were tired.
That's what it was? It was just in the morning. Yeah. Okay.
I always feel like they're more composed.
That's what it felt like that day for me.
Than we are in the U.S.
It felt more, composed.
So, I mean, like, if you get into a class in the U.S. and it's a turn-up class, like, the class has good energy, like, we are really turned up. And I always feel like every time I take a class with a UK instructor, nobody is that same level of turned up. Like, just unless it happens to be a class that Octavia and her husband are in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know who Octavia is, but I don't can't remember her leaderboard name, but she always turns up. Her and her husband Klee are always in Hannah's classes, and they take Jocelyn a lot for runs.
Oh, okay, and they be turned up.
They turn up, and they ride with Cliff a lot too. Like, I think they might have been in studio for his gospel ride, but they turn up a lot. But other than them, I always feel like everybody's like real, like mild mannered and like polite. I mean, they're not Melba Toes,
right? But it's not. But yeah, it's just a little more contained. Yeah, that was what I felt like that day, and so that's why when I saw Katie say that, I was thinking, like, maybe something was just different about that class. Like Jamie said, maybe just the morning, or maybe it's changed in the last year. Maybe they hype now. I don't know. Well, that takes us into one of these topics. That is Cliff's gospel ride. How was that? Did anybody take it? Like, I mean, he was hyping it up. I saw the ads on one Peloton studio Instagram.
Alex said it was amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't taken it, and I don't know anybody that has, but Alex said that it was awesome. One of his rides or something like that, he was telling us all about it and how great it was.
They had the live choir up in there, right? That's what I heard. Am I hearing stuff that ain't right?
I didn't take it, but I saw that they had so the choir cool. in there.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They had the choir
on the bikes.
And everything.
Wait a minute, the choir was on the bikes?
Yep.
Now they done took it to another level.
Singing and riding?
They done took it to another level.
Yeah, there's a clip of it out there somewhere that I saw.
They done went to another place with it. They got the choir on the bikes and singing. Oh, see, now I got to take it just for that.
In German?
Was it?
Right?
No, I think it was English.
It is. No, I think it's German with English subtitles.
Yeah, so I have to wait. I'm waiting to I didn't take it live, so that way I could wait till the subtitles came. Because I thought it was in German.
I think it dropped with subtitles as soon as it dropped, though, since they recorded it a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So I think they're all going to drop immediately with subtitles.
See, y'all done messed
me up. I didn't want to take it, so.
And this is his new this series. Is like his new series, right? Like Allie has Sundays with Love. Jess has a Jess King experience. This is like his new thing, right?
Yeah, I think they said there's at least four of them.
Okay.
Thank God. See, now I was all excited, and then y'all told me it's in German, and I gotta read. Like, I ain't past the cookie. I don't be reading while I'm working out.
No. But the thing about it, when they drop like that, it already has the range for your resistance and your cadence.
Yeah.
So you are, and it changes as he calls out the cues. So you know what I'm saying? You don't have to read the subtitles unless you want to know what he's saying, but you know what the class plan is. So that's why.
Okay.
But I didn't know it when it premiered that it also had the English subtitles, but I have it queued to take because I didn't want to take it because I like his rise.
Yeah.
I liked his gospel rides that he's had in English that he's done before.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I might check it out now because, you know, I was all hype. And then y'all told me I had to read like I'm past the cookie while I'm in the class. Okay, but if I ain't had to read too much, I might think about it.
And he has like a lower, like if you look at his numbers are lower. And I'm guessing it's because his classes are in German. But he has got such great energy. And when I'm telling you, John, if you have been taking like his hip hop rides, they are the best because, one, he'll rap the songs in English.
Okay.
And he just has so much swagger. Half the time, he's got a pick in his hair with a fist on it. Like, I love his energy. A lot of times, his wife is in class, and she's got great energy. I just love them as, like, a couple, and I love what they present. And, like, they're just great. I need to take his rides more, but he has such great energy, and I really, really, really like his classes.
And wasn't he a rapper? Or didn't he have like some spot on some show?
He was on America's Got Talent, was it? Or
something like
somebody's
that.
Somebody's version of it or something. Yeah.
Yeah, the German version of one of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that. I saw a clip of that once. That's right. Oh, you know, on a tangent, Danielle, you know, I don't know if anybody ever had one of these or if they even sell them anymore, but you know, when I was a kid, they used to sell those pick combs and as hot combs too. They would like have one plastic spine and then they would have like a metal one. It would alternate so that you could heat it up so you could pick out your afro just right. I had one of them joints. You know what I mean?
I've never seen it like that.
Mm-hmm. It had, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like a...
I've only ever seen like the pick where you just pick it out.
It looked just like it, except for, you know, the individual spokes would like switch up. And one of them would be metal, and the next one would be plastic, and the next one would be metal. And yeah, you could plug it in and heat it up. You know what I mean? I used to get my afro just right. You know what I mean? My fro in the late 70s was kicking. You know what I mean?
It was tight.
It was tight.
My afro was tight.
Y'all don't even know how tight my afro was.
But did you finish it off with some oil sheen? Like, how did you make it shiny?
You know, that's what they had back then. You know, that you had to, like, spray some of that on it. You know, you had to spray. You had to get that glisten when the sun hit it. You know
that
what I mean?
Soul glow?
Yeah, you had to do it like that. You know, that's mandatory. But you know, because the heat got your fro so far out like that, you go to school, and then by the time you got home, it was like 3 inches shorter, right? That's just how it worked. You had to be okay with that, that it was just going to get smaller and smaller all day. You know, it's just how it went. But anyway, I took us off on a tangent. Go ahead.
But question about Cliff. So I just noticed today, and maybe I just noticed this, that has he always been a strength instructor? Because I just noticed like 3 or 4 classes that dropped this morning with him in strength. They were in German.
No, he just, they added strength. Chris is going to know more than I am. I don't even know why I'm talking. Just Chris, when did he add the strength modality? He added bike boot camps, I think, first, and then they added strength. But I could have it backwards. Chris is going to know.
I thought it was strength first, but I could be wrong. But he has been doing strength for a little bit.
Okay, maybe I just noticed because they drop, you know, how they drop so many, you know, if they're not live. I just noticed in succession, but I have taken a few of his bike boot camps. But with that, what did Steph call her? Or the buff Kardashian? Saul? shout out to Steph. But
shout out.
Saul is having her strength classes in English, and I am so excited.
Okay.
Me too.
People be liking a Saul. I hear about her all the time. People be talking about a Saul all the time. Okay.
I did her gym workout, and I'm honest to God, I was sore for like 4 days.
Mm.
I was like, my legs get, it takes a lot for my legs to get sore because that's where I like carry most of my muscles. So it's like, I don't really get sore. And I did that class, her gym workout. I think I shared it like a few weeks ago. And I literally was sore for like 4 days. I was like, I can't sit down. So everyone should go take that class at least if you want to be sore.
Then she said, everybody should take that class. I see you in the chat, Charlotte, talking about some Brothers Johnson. You don't know nobody here, nobody, no Brothers Johnson. I see that. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Hey, can I? Oh, hey. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to co-sign what Danielle said about Cliff. She actually just took the words right out of my mouth. You don't need to know German. His vibe is just, he's a complete vibe. And his classes are fantastic. One of my favorites is his Kendrick Lamar, where he's rapping most of the song.
Yeah.
And it's 45 minutes. And I get the best workout. He also has done 2-for-1s with Allie and Hannah. He did a Hannah with Beyonce series. Mm-hmm. And Allie, I can't remember if it was a theme, but they were fantastic together. He has, his chemistry is great with all the other instructors. And just like Danielle said, with his family is so cool. His little girl, yeah. He showcases them. And he's very much into his faith.
I love that.
I think that's why he's really promoting, the gospel, which is fantastic. I need to take Chelsea's yoga series, too, because she does the yoga gospel as well. But, I really hope, would love to see more of us take his classes because I think they were really trying to promote because his numbers are low.
Yeah, I noticed that they promoted this last one, you know, a lot, it seemed like. And that makes sense. Right. That's probably why. Okay.
Right. Very cool person and great instructor. Great instructor. And I've taken his Courtney, if you're going to take his strength, I really recommend it. I've taken a couple of his strengths in German. You can just follow along, and he's great. Now, what I did notice that the gospel choir,
mm-hmm.
which the energy was fantastic. They did not have the subtitles though. I was looking for them.
They didn't have no subtitles.
Because I know they were promoting it. I didn't see them. Not in the, when I, because I watched the class first, and then I made sure I took it later.
Mm-hmm.
And they still did. I watched it live, and then I took the class later, and they did not have the subs yet.
Dang.
So I don't know. Maybe they've added them now.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you don't really need them. You have like the metrics on screen.
Right.
And again, he's a vibe. He's a vibe. That's just my two cents. And yeah, just. You know.
Yeah, we're going to have to take some. We're going to have to take Cliff. We're going to have to start supporting Cliff. Y'all listen to, you know, everybody out there in the airways. We're going to have to take Cliff. Get his numbers.
They are now. They are there now, though, for what it's worth. They have added them at this point.
Okay. Okay, that's good. And I don't, you know, I don't know about reading while I'm trying to, you know, take my next breath. But you know, I definitely want to support Cliff, though. So I like that.
Yeah, I love that he's like unapologetically black and mm-hmm. happily married mm-hmm. and with a child. Like he is so himself.
Yeah.
And he just loves his life and his family. And he's so happy to like showcase that.
I love that.
It's just such a joy. I love it.
Don't you like that? I like that when, family guy and he just hyping his family. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I like that. I'm down with that. Shout out Cliff. That's what I'm talking about. All right, I can support that. I might turn that on while I'm hanging out on the tonal bench right quick.
You gonna watch it?
Yeah, I might watch that one.
Hey, listen, it gives them another number.
Exactly. I mean, who cares if my numbers on me and still say zero?
Pelican's not tracking you to see if you're right or not.
I just need the number. You know what I'm saying? So I can hook that up. I ain't got no problems with that. I mean, I could have Olivia and Olivia Benson and Carisi and them on in the background while I'm taking it. You know what I'm saying?
Good night, John.
You know what I'm saying? Good night. I could give him his number.
You always gotta go left.
You understand what I'm saying? Get his number and I get an episode in. So, you know, that's doing two things at one time. So, you know, I'm with it. Marcos know what I'm talking about in the chat. You know what I'm talking about. That's called efficiency, Marcos. You know what I mean? All right. So what we got next on here? Oh, I skipped over the Peloton class action lawsuit. I guess there's a settlement now, and now there's a letter going out to people that lost money with their stock, and they might get about 15 cents. What is, like, I never understood all these. What's the point? All these lawyers get all rich, and then all the class action participants get a dime.
That's the point.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. They can't, but you can't even buy a, you know, back in the day when you'd go to Montgomery Wards in the 70s, you might have like a nickel, and you could put it in the machine. You get three little, you know, chiclet type gum things or something, or get one of them big gumballs with that nickel. Now you do this class action, you get your little 15 cent, you might as well drop that on the street. You can't do nothing with that. I mean, yeah, you're right. The point is the lawyers got real rich. This is crazy. But anyway, in case y'all didn't get your letter yet, I mean, if you have Peloton stock, you might be getting your letter to join the class action so you can get your 15 cents. All right. I mean, pool it up. You know, get about 100 of us together, pool it up, and maybe we can buy a class credit. You know,
I was gonna say, at this point, can we buy more stock? I mean, we're gonna get
15
cents. We can buy a share or two.
You know, I said, we are all the people in the Run, Lift, and Live group. We'll just pull it together and we'll buy one share. You know, that's what we're gonna do. Goodness gracious.
Do we even need to pull it together to buy a share?
We might buy 50 chairs with our little pool 15 cent. Yeah, you right. I mean, good goony.
We might end up with 51% of the company.
You know what I'm saying? We might end up being John Foley right quick, pulling up our 15 cent. But all right, then. Anyway, that's the news. You know, that's that information that I get from, you know, the news source. I get that info. That's from Chris. That's Pelo Buddy. You know, he got out the scoop. I saw that one. So we had to at least mention it.
I feel like for anybody who's from the Philly area, they ABC used to always play this thing that said, "There goes that news van again." I feel like that's Chris.
That's Chris right there.
There goes that Pelo Buddy again.
There it is right there. I knew Chris was on another level when his news articles would pop up in my Apple News, just like CNN and NBC. And then Pelo Buddy. That's when I knew Chris was another level. You know? his stuff would pop up like, you know, everybody else. But all right, then. We got that square. Let's see, what else we got next? So, okay, this is from Chris, too. I heard that Peloton won two Webby Awards, but one of them was for that Shante May Alexander ad.
They're nominated, but they're trying to get out the vote.
They're nominated.
So go vote for her, especially.
Oh, okay, they nominated. So we got to go out there and vote. They can get to the link to where the vote at the Pillow Buddy site, Chris?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's Peloton posted on their socials, but it might have just been their stories. But we have an article on Pillow Buddy that has the voting links.
Oh, okay.
And I'll just add to that there's like a billion categories. But if you enter, like if you search by Peloton in the search, because I sat around and voted on a million things because I'm in that industry and I still couldn't find Shantae's thing to vote. I was going through like so many. I must have voted on 50 other things.
Yeah.
And then I finally searched Peloton and the two things just popped right up. So
we also have direct links to the two categories on Peloton.
I used your link, Chris. It didn't come up.
Okay.
I probably clicked on the wrong thing, but that's where I started.
I'll check on that.
Okay. Well, we're going to definitely do that. So, yeah, if y'all get a chance, like, yeah, go out to the Pillow Buddy site and look for that the article on the Webby Awards. And, yeah, click that link and vote so we can get Peloton. And specifically, I like the idea that that a member was a part of an ad that they're trying to award. Like, you know, and so then we have this alignment to the community. You know, being a part of recognizing, you know, a particular ad and giving it an award. So, yeah, definitely go out to Pillow Buddy site, check that out, click that link and go vote on that. I like that right there. Cool. All right, what we got next? Okay, so y'all tell me about this new this instructor that ain't really new because he was here before. And he's like a professional cyclist, and then he wasn't here, and now he's here again. And I saw Matt Whooper shouting him out in his class, and he's excited that he's back. Like, why are we excited to get somebody back that's a professional cyclist that's gonna kill us? What? You know what I mean?
His classes are really good.
Oh,
his classes are good. I've taken a few of them.
Oh, okay.
He's so hard.
Music, he's really hard.
What? That's what I bet he is.
His numbers are like mind blowing though. He'll be like, oh, I'm in like zone 2 and my resistance is at 55 and my speed's at 98.
Good goony goo goo. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying right there. Hang on, he gonna kill us.
His old rides were all rated, except for there was one ride that was titled as a recovery ride. It was rated like a 7. Mm. Everything else was like a 9.7, like when he had a bunch of rides in the system. Because I used to do the instructor challenge, and every time I'm like, God damn, he's going to murder me. Like, so I would always take that like recovery ride of his when I was trying to check everybody off the list, because everything else, the other one that I took, like my soul left my body. It was ridiculous.
Sometimes I rate regular rides a 7. His recovery was a 7. Goodness gracious.
I did take his new ride.
Oh, you did?
It is really good. Yeah.
It's good? It's good? Good meaning really hard good. Or like, what do you mean? Like good meaning?
It's well, by Danielle's standards, it's... the Danielle scale.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was challenging. It was like long, like 3 minutes zone 5 and long zone 3.
Oh, okay. So, oh, goodness. Okay.
To those who are power zone people, right. But it was really good. It went by very quickly. His accomplishments are you know, he's kind of like Christine,
right.
Male Christine, but, you know, Olympian and all that. But
right.
Him and Matt was in the class, and I did take Matt's 90 minute that he was in, where he introduced him that he was coming back.
Right.
That Saturday, but. Yeah, it's challenging, but you know, I mean, now they're saying for longevity, we need to do those VO2 maxes, right?
Oh, yeah.
VO2 max work, yeah. So as a class recommendation, if you're looking for a challenging, tough, I would put that on there.
Right? Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I mean, for the people that, you know, you want to kill themselves. I mean, yes, that one, I mean, I figured it would be good though. I've heard all the stuff, similar stuff that I've heard here tonight about him in the past, when he was putting classes out years ago. So wait a minute though. Matt had that was a 90-minute class I was watching that Matt was in when he introduced him.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My goodness. 90 minutes.
You know what, Matt? It doesn't feel like 90 minutes. Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't explain it.
Whatever you say, just like
that.
Whatever.
I don't get the Tabatas. I'm an endurance person, but for some reason it doesn't seem. I've done it 120s too, but the 90 minute it went by fairly quickly. It was like 8 minute zone three, 6 minute zone threes, I think, and then he kind of mixes it up, and then they talk. He talks a lot, and he gives you he gives you tips about nutrition, fitness, all that. This is just in general with his long ride.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of listening while you're focusing, not staying in your zones. But I do. I like Power Zone. So
there was
structure.
Yeah, there was a time when we would see classes like that, like we would like, we definitely taking that. Like there was a time I was like that. I remember that. And, if you got an hour class, we're like, we got a 90-minute class. We're into that. Now, when I see, if it's over 30 minutes, I'm second-guessing now. Like, I done changed up on everybody. Now, if it's over 30 minutes, I'm going, I don't know. I don't know about this.
No, I'm the same way. But you know what? I'd rather do, like, 4 20-minute classes.
Yeah.
And even if I don't, like, even just, like, the act of, like, ending the class, unclipping, standing up, picking a new class.
Right.
It's something mentally about that, like, little break that isn't even really a break.
Right.
That I need.
Yeah.
So, I can't imagine just sitting straight through. First of all, my brain would be like, oh, squirrel. Like, what? Where am I? What? What am I doing?
Danielle. Now, you designed that death by tens for us. That was 100-something minutes.
Chow was.
I know, but they were all individual classes. So, like, I would do a class, I'd stand up, unclip, start the next class. Like, I wouldn't leave my body.
I was the crazy one that just did them all back to back straight and not unclipping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know back I could back. Stretch. Like, I just would stand up. I didn't walk away from my bike.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be long enough. I stayed clipped in the whole time.
Maybe
I did it
and, like, start the class. So, like, if you look at mine, you'll see there's no, like, real gaps. It's like, I do it and I start. So, it's the act of just standing up and like unclipping and starting the class and then sitting back down.
It's funny because I showed up in my time hop. I did a 90-minute class before and it was like time hop showed up. I don't know. It was like 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm pretty sure that was the first and last 90-minute class that I ever did. Now, I say that to say, though, however, if Alex did a 90-minute class, if Alex did a 2-hour
you'd be there,
class,
right?
I'd be like, let's go.
Let's do this, right?
Are you kidding?
Right.
But anybody other than Alex, I'm good.
That's how I used to be. It didn't matter. It was like if a long class was the novelty. It was like, you just showed up. Now, oh my goodness,
I've done plenty, like 60 minutes with Allie, but they've been live. If I miss it live, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna see how long it's gonna take for Peloton to purge this.
What's going on?
Like, I got plenty of 30 minutes to get through.
What's going on, AJ? You doing 90-minute classes? You down with these 90-minute classes?
Hell no, I'm not doing 90-minute classes. Hell no. But you know what's crazy is I feel like it was either Aaron or somebody else. I literally had this conversation with John. I'm echoing what you just said.
Yeah.
Alex used to teach 45 minutes all the time.
That's all he
and
did.
And I didn't care.
And I didn't care.
I didn't care
That's
one
right.
bit. I
exactly.
just did the 45 minutes.
That's right.
Now he teaches 45 minutes. I balk at that. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll wait for the 30 minute on Saturday. I'm straight.
You know what? It switched up. I don't know what happened. Something happened with the universe because I've heard other people. People say that.
Wore off.
So, we used to do 45-minute class. All it was 45-minute classes. And we did it all the time.
Teach?
We didn't even complain. Right.
Didn't he teach 45 minutes three times a week, and then there were 2:30s at one point? Like, yes, there were, I'm 90% sure there were 3:45, and there were 2:30s, and I did, and I would do like all 4 or 5. Like, yeah, okay, no big deal,
like nothing.
Now I'm like, nah, right, I'm good. Right. I'm good now.
We all got old. That's what happened.
Something happened, because now I see 45 minutes. That might as well be 450 hours. I see 45 minutes. I'm like, oh, nah, I'm gonna let y'all had that. Cut off
and
that 15
COVID,
minutes.
We ain't have nothing else to do.
Right?
During COVID, we weren't leaving the house.
Right?
We might as well just keep riding.
Just keep on riding. Keep riding. I know something. I'm glad to hear. But I've heard other people say it, but I'm glad to hear it wasn't just me. A whole bunch of people, too?
The instructors, to me, have also gotten harder.
Maybe so that's it.
Tune Day is 45 minutes 4 years ago. Is not the same 45 minutes today. Like 4 years ago, we was just conditioning. Now we are training for the Olympics. We are training for the apocalypse. We are training for life.
We're training for
the
apocalypse.
For
the
Hunger Games.
Right?
We're training for everything. So it's also, they have leveled up. So it makes it more challenging for us. Maybe that's just my perspective.
Well, you know, that's a good point because, you know, I remember when Alex first, you know, came to the tread, and I loved it because I was like, okay, well, I'm going to run for a minute. Then I'm gonna walk for a minute. Then I'm gonna run. Now I got on that class with him yesterday. He's starting up with the 8 minute interval. I'm like, you know, come on now. You know what I mean? Right. He done changed up. He done got strong.
Walked yesterday.
You know what I mean?
One thing, the reason I can do Alex classes because he runs, he walks. He barely walked yesterday.
Right.
I was like, come on.
He said, look, I'm tired of these people talking about me walking.
Oh, yeah, he done with
that.
I'm
going to show y'all what I'm really about.
Exactly.
You know what else, Courtney?
Y'all think I'm walking because I need it?
Right.
He was like, let me show y'all how much of an athlete I really am.
Right.
To Courtney's point, too, and Courtney, this actually might be true. I mean, Courtney, they used to teach so much more during a week, right?
Yeah.
And so they probably now have more energy for those few classes that they do teach compared to, I mean, someone's got to correct me, but I'm 90% sure Alex taught 8 to 10 times in a week. I mean,
that makes sense. But then also when they're not teaching, I feel like, and maybe they always did it and we didn't see it, but I feel like they're doing so much more cross training and outside training themselves.
Sure.
You know, so it's like when they come to the bike or they come to the tread or they're coming to the weightlift, like, Robin is adding weight to her bar.
She ain't playing with us now. She ain't playing with us now.
She's like, I'm sorry, with all due respect, pick up the fucking heavyweight.
You know what I mean? They ain't playing with us no more.
So I think that they're, by them teaching less, has allowed them to invest in their recovery, like going to PT, going to acupuncture, and then all the stuff that they're doing outside of work, and they're bringing it in. I mean, the lightweight killing us. I love it, but I'm like, damn.
Then they coming out here superhero-ish, expecting me to have a cape. I ain't got no cape. You know what I mean? I got to buy one. I ain't got no cape.
I mean, they're phenomenal trainers, and they have a lot of, you know, we're trying to be some competition out there, so they got to level up too, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Just real quick on Robin, did anybody take her class on Wednesday? Her body is phenomenal.
I told y'all that a couple weeks ago.
But yo,
she ain't playing with him.
She's always been phenomenal. Like, she's always been.
She's demigod.
I told y'all that.
Wow.
I am convinced.
Damn, that muscle definition is wild.
I'm telling you.
I am convinced her insulin pod, they are using something other than insulin. That lady is a demigod. Like,
she got some secret sauce in there.
Some secret stuff.
You know, I'm a pharmacist. I'm like, what is that chemical?
I need some of that.
Pumping in that because that is just.
That's instant energy. What is that?
You know what? She is swimming. You know,
is that what it is? Is that the trick?
Committed, you know, I think it's conditioning, right? It's a different level of conditioning, more cardio conditioning. That's a full body workout, swimming. And then, you know, I told y'all last time, she said, no, I'm adding weight to my barbell. Like, I am more lifting.
Yeah.
Because she used her pregnancy with Atlas as a building phase. I mean, that alone, I was like, okay, lady. So when she say pick up the fucking heavy weights, I'd be like, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And she lifts heavy, heavy. Like, if you like comparatively look at size, like, girlfriend is not playing. Like, I'm like, she be lifting some real weight. Like,
so yeah, she ain't lifting no baby intro. Weight. Her intro's like, oh, you know, my lights are 15s, and then, you know, my heavies are 25, but, oh, I probably should have grabbed the 35s, but you grab whatever lightweight you need.
Oh, like, oh, damn, oh, Robbie. Dang. Okay, okay, dang. All right. I see you in the chat, Chris, talking about, yeah, there used to be only 20 coaches. Yeah, that's why they had to take, yeah, you're right. That's why they were doing more work back then. You're right. And then we didn't have things like premieres and, yeah. So, yeah, like AJ was saying, they had to have, like, deeper schedules back then. It was just a different thing. And then I also think, like, tell me if you guys think this is right or wrong, but I think that, like, standard, like, club, you know, your local spin club or indoor cycling class was 45 minutes back in the day, right? That was just the standard. So I feel
it
like
still is.
I think they were right? 60.
John, it still is.
It still is. Yeah,
when I was spinning.
60. Well, you had a 60 and then
45
express.
To 60 minutes. Yep.
Yeah. An express where I used to go was 45 minutes, but nothing less than 45 minutes was what I was used to.
That's why I think they just.
But it, I did it was just, lunchtime that was 30. That was it. Otherwise, it was lunchtime 30. Otherwise, it was 60 in my gym.
That's why I think Peloton just rolled with that, and it stuck for a while. But that them days is done. Like, I don't know.
I'm not a demigod. So, I have a limit. I'm human, okay?
Right. It's also about content too, though.
Yeah,
they can get more content with more 30-minute rides than they can with 45-minute rides.
So wait a minute, okay? Let's think about this because that is right. That is perfect. Yes, you're right. I remember they started this shift toward these 20 and 30-minute rides, and it helped. It helped with the content that they were creating. It helped with their numbers. I remember that. But it now makes me wonder, as it helped them, is that also what just got our minds into this mindset that, ooh, 45 minutes. Good Lord. Yeah, I mean, did that have that effect on us? That's what it sounds like. Them trying to get these numbers got us now thinking 45 minutes is like 5 hours.
I think so, because we don't, like, they don't have as many 45-minute classes.
Right.
So we started getting used to mentally doing, you know, 20 and 30, even
right.
15.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe when you see a 45 or a 60, you're like, ugh.
Right.
Naeem has refused since day one to do anything over 30 minutes. So maybe for some that's the case, but Naeem just since day
one. He ain't never. See, he was always ahead of his time. I already knew that. I've been known that about Naeem. He ain't telling me nothing new. That's why I know he's
a trendsetter.
He been setting trends like that. Naeem been doing that. That's how I know he's supposed to have been at the studio, but there's some funny something going on with that. You know, that's how
I brought him happening. Up. I'm sorry I brought him up.
Some shady. Happening.
You know what I'm saying? Some shady something is happening that for whatever reason Naeem ain't able to get to the studio. But you know, we gonna let that go.
I can't stand you.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna mess with that though. That's all right. We got you, Naeem. If you out there, we got you. You know, we understand. You know what I mean?
You know what else though, John?
Yeah.
If you think about it, anybody who joined, and maybe someone correct me on this, but really anybody who joined Peloton after like mid 2020 doesn't know any different.
Right.
Like we That's know right. different, right? But I feel like it's, and maybe Chris or someone who knows the history a little bit better, but I feel like it's mid 2020. Well, like when
you're right.
Aaron, when did Alex do that first ride? Was it like, it was the for his first ride in his apartment was like, was that April or March? Does anybody remember that?
I don't remember when it was. 2020. I remember
it.
Was
a 30-minute ride. Was.
You mean the at home
series? Yeah,
the at home series. Yeah,
those are late April.
Late April. There you go.
April going into the summer.
And so there you go. Anybody who joined like in May, June doesn't know any different.
Yeah, like, that's true.
They only know 30-minute rides.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only us that remember the every class being 45 minutes.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, that's
random evolved. Question for Chris. Chris, did they purge any of those live from home rides, or did they keep them all?
They purged a handful, but the vast majority are still there. They kept the majority of them.
I wonder why. You would think that, like, I always saw the purge process as also aligning to we want to, you know, have a specific aesthetic and look. So I would have thought they would have, you know, they would have just got rid of all that at home stuff.
That's I think why. They treated those as such a special
thing, yeah.
Time subset of thing they did that just made them keep it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Ariel said, John, don't be giving them no ideas. You right, Ariel. My bad. Don't forget that, Peloton. We going to cut that out. Yeah, you right. I ain't trying to give them no ideas, Ariel.
Yeah, you better edit that. You
got to edit that out. They be done clipped all that out. Yeah, you right.
Here's the edit. Peloton, if you do that, you're going to hear us bitching and moaning week after week until you bring them back.
Until you bring them back. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it was just such a special time, like, to think about it, though, that they were so innovative.
Yeah.
To have the instructors and get the whole setup done in there. You know, some of them are in tiny, like, New York City apartments.
They were figuring it out.
At the time, they were small. Like, to get it all worked out, I mean, I remember the one where Alex's headphones weren't working and the dude was, like, throwing
them at him. Remember that? Yeah.
I want to take that again. Right. I want to take that. Chris, you need to post that class. I made note of it somewhere, but I lost it. I want to take it again.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Maddie saying he was set up in his parents' garage.
I remember that. He was worried about his head.
Right. And he said his head hitting the, because he's so tall.
Right.
Oh, he couldn't do an incline.
Yeah, he couldn't do an incline. I remember that.
Didn't they have to remove one of the ceiling tiles or something for him?
Yes, they did. They removed one. That's right.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how people figured out that Ben and Leanne were dating, right? Because they were in the same, they were in the same space.
The super sleuths figured it out.
We're like, wait a minute. Those are the same plants.
Good Lord. People started looking at the stuff and figuring it out.
And then
they would change.
They moved the plants
stuff
around.
On the shelves. Well, they would put different tchotchkes, but it was the same like white cabinet. And people, even though they switched it around between their rides, people still like figured out, wait, that's the same space.
Wow.
Even with different angles or all that stuff. I was like next level investigation.
Oh man.
I was like, y'all got too much damn time on your hands.
I know. Well, we all did. I love the Jess King experience from home.
Ooh.
That was interesting because it was like, I don't know, like he was on, I guess, Zoom and just trying to give us this out of body galactic experience from her apartment.
From her apartment.
That was fun. And then I know like Jess Sims, like her, those bookshelves that she had, like people were like, where'd you get those? Cause it's like, it looks like they're floating.
Yeah.
Remember, and that's when Ben and Leanne were their spot was blown up that they were digging because their background was the same.
That's funny. Well, see, now this all proves the case.
Dog running in.
I'm on my call.
This all proved the case
running into Jess's classes during at the end. She would like break out of the bathroom or something.
See, this all proved exactly what you just said, Chris, that they're so nostalgic. Like people remember all these pieces. You're right. They probably can't just get rid of those. Yeah.
Oh, those Jess King, like you said, those Jess King experience rides, like I was totally like at home by myself, nothing. Like I live alone. I dressed up, like I put on like lashes and strobe lights. Like it was like the highlight of the week/month for me, like during peak COVID for sure. It was absolutely an event.
Yes. I remember I got these like strobe, like galactic light things from Amazon. Cause you know, that's all we could do because we weren't going to the stores. And I like set it up, like everything, like to just participate. Cause it was, I mean, I don't know. It was just entertaining. It's, you know, what we had.
The only club that we had.
Exactly.
That was a wild time. That was a wild time. And then John Michael was doing his DJ thing on Instagram every night. Or what night did he do it? Was it every night? I can't remember what night it was. I used to enjoy that during the pandemic. That was cool. Yeah, that was just a wild time.
I think the live from home classes kind of reminded us that like we're home but they're home too, and we can like get through this together,
right?
Like it's like we're all in this together. We're still getting our workouts done. We can't go to the studio,
right?
But we're still giving you guys content and we're all here together,
right? Yeah, Charlotte, I see. Yeah, and D-Nice started during that time. We was watching D-Nice's. Yeah, you're right. All that was like, yeah, that was an interesting time. But yeah, y'all didn't convince me. You're right, they can't just get rid of those. They got to leave, though. They got to leave that whole collection up there because Yeah, that was a that's nostalgic. So yeah, they gotta leave that. All right, then. All right, so what we got next? Oh, Alex Brand Corporation updates. Oh man, what do I have for updates? Oh, I just did a I just had a table at the Matatuck Museum in Waterbury where we're trying to get the mural painted for the Man Fortune. It was during a Waterbury Public Schools art event at that museum. So hundreds of kids come through. Their art is displayed. There's students in there playing music. With all kinds of stuff going on. But I had an Alex Brand table there. I posted some images of it out there on Instagram if you guys want to check that out. But it was great. Like it's wild because like people who live in Waterbury would stop at my table. They'd see my displays. They'd start asking about Fortune, and they didn't know anything about him. Like I kind of thought, I don't know why I thought that. I kind of thought Fortune's story was kind of would be like a commonly known thing in Waterbury, but it was not. So I would spend time like explaining it to people, and then I'm in the Matatuck Museum where his bones used to hang, where there's still a display. So then I started getting into the swing of it. So I would tell him the story. Then I would point them to where to go to see the display. Like, so it was kind of cool. And we learned that the Waterbury Public Schools has donated art supplies to us for our mural artists to like paint the mural. So that was nice. And so, yeah, so that whole thing went really well. What else do we got going on? Shout out to Erica, my wife, Erica. Listen, a year ago, I was looking up a few people that fought in the Civil War that were from Connecticut. So I was looking up Connecticut Colored Regiments. And I would go on the internet and I was downloading lists and I'd go to the state library and they would give me some resources. And, I was going all these, and I collected all this stuff and I consolidated it. And then I tried to create like an index on the Alex Brand Corporation website where anybody who wanted to research individuals that were in either of these two Connecticut colored regiments could go and they'd get a more concise list, right, of all these people. Then I learned that later on, because I was talking to living descendants, they'd be like, my descendant ain't there. So then I started researching. All the sources I used had errors, names spelt wrong, missing names, wrong ranks, companies that are wrong. I mean, it all messed up. So then I was like, well, then if my source is messed up, then my list is messed up. So how do I fix this? So I ended up finding this guy. He was in Houston or somewhere, and he had this 1889 book that was created from Connecticut's adjutant general that has a list of everybody that was in all of their regiments. So I buy this book from him, and so I've had this book for a few months, and I was like, we could fix our list and make it the most accurate one on the internet, but we're gonna have to walk through this book name by name. It's like almost 1800 names, and like we're gonna have to, transcribe that the whole both of these regiments. And Erica was like, okay, I'll do it. Erica literally sat for hours on end for like 2 weeks and transcribed it all. And then I used that, reformatted it, got it up on the site, and now it's this searchable list by element, by column. We got a global search. It's sortable. I have mechanisms to make it unique. So we got exact numbers and we got everybody.
Erica hooked it up.
Erica hooked it up. I can't lie. She hooked that up. And then because I have this most accurate list, so I tell a bunch of people here in Connecticut and now they're all freaking out because it's like the only one that really exists. And then I use that list to create a huge 10-foot by 8-foot display listing all the names. It's now going to travel with me when I go and do my lectures. Shout out to Erica. She took all the time. She did all the work. It's up there, but I just want to make sure everybody knows that was not me. That is all Erica. And so if you guys see on Instagram or Facebook, you see people shouting out that list, which you may see, that is all Erica. Erica did that. That is not me. That's Erica. So shout out to my wife, Erica. Erica did that up big. So, yeah, that's another update. People are all hyped up about that around our parts here in Connecticut. So it's good stuff. And then let's see what else we got. I'm doing another radio interview in Waterbury at WATR on Wednesday morning at 8:30 next week, because we're still trying to advertise, you know, the mural. So you can listen to them on, if you're not in Connecticut, or in Waterbury, you can listen to them online as well. So I'll throw that link out there. So that's coming up. And then I got that AARP thing coming up on May 3rd and a whole bunch of other things that I'll have to talk to you guys about later. But everything is like floating along. Everything is good. A lot of stuff about to drop. A lot of stuff. So I'll keep it short today. But as things start to like drop, I'll make sure I post about them. And again, thank you to everybody for all the support on all of that stuff. And again, shout out to Erica. Erica hooked that up. I don't know how she did that. I don't know how to be that tedious. I am too like, oh, wait a minute. I gotta go in here and work out right quick. Okay, let me get back to this. Oh, wait a minute. What was that song from 87? Like, I'm too scatterbrained. I would have never been able to sit there and transcribe all that stuff. But Erica hooked that up. So shout out. Cool. Yo, I had heard that now Cody Rigsby is a Lululemon ambassador. It's like all the instructors becoming Lululemon ambassadors.
I mean, like, I just feel like everybody should.
I just heard that he just became one.
Already one from before.
Really?
I know, I saw that, but I was like, I thought he was one already. Clearly he wasn't, but somewhere in my mind, I thought he was.
Oh, I ain't know. That's the first I had heard about it. But it got me thinking. I'm like, what is this? Like, why is everybody becoming a Lululemon ambassador? Are they like about to like merge or something? Like, what is this about?
Lululemon is dying, isn't it?
Oh, is that what it is?
Isn't it dying? I feel like it's not doing well.
It's not doing well like it used to be.
That's what I thought. I mean,
you telling me? I don't know, but you might be right. I think I don't think so.
I mean, it's pretty popular with everybody, the younger generation. So right. I think from a retail, you know, they do hold quite a large market share of just that space.
Right.
I think the whole mirror situation was definitely a flop for them and kind of that investment. And I don't know. And I'm like, well, if they merge or not merge, or what's the difference in just making everybody a Lululemon ambassador? I'm not sure, but the company in and of itself, is pretty sound.
That's what I kind of assumed. Yeah. Go ahead, Jamie.
I'm wondering if he had some sort of non-compete with his contract. He used to, I think, with Adidas. I think it was Adidas he worked with.
Yeah.
So there may have been something where it was either a certain length of time or a certain amount of time afterward that he couldn't partner with another. I mean, I'm you know, contracts are, there's a million ways you can do it, but it could have been something to do with that for him and Kendall.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know what? You're right, because some of the other instructors do have, you know, other brand agreements. But just, I looked at Lululemon stock. They're close today at $349.92.
Yeah, so see, they ain't having no problems. Yeah,
they're not having any problems.
Nah, they ain't having no problems.
And I guess that I was thinking of. I just remember calling with somebody, and for some reason, I just thought it was Lululemon.
What were you saying, Chris? Uh-oh, I don't know. You're on mute if you're talking, Chris. Okay. Well, yeah, they don't sound like they're having problems to me. They sound like they're all right. You know? Were you saying something, Chris?
I was going to say, that's the same.
Uh-oh, we lost him again. I didn't catch it. But yeah, I'm
sorry about that.
No worries.
I was going to say, that's the same number. The decimals just shifted over a little bit, right?
Damn, Chris. Damn. You know what I'm saying? I deserve another drum beat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like the exact same number. It's just, you know, you got to divide by 100. That's all. But damn, God dang.
But you know what? We did talk several months ago about Peloton being smarter about brand agreements with their instructors.
Yeah.
And maybe we are seeing, to Jamie's point, a little bit of that shift as their own kind of personal brand, you know, ambassadorships with other companies, you know, expire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would make sense because if you think about it, they are promoting their clothing venture like nonstop. I've heard from some people it's quite annoying. I haven't noticed it as much in the classes I've been taking, but I guess apparently a lot of the instructors are constantly talking about, oh, look at my Peloton Lululemon collaboration, and like this fits so well. And so that would make sense that the ones who are like, you know, their contracts are ending, they're now moving over to them as ambassadors.
Okay, I'm about to throw this out there. Y'all hit me on the head if I'm like going too far with it. Who was that instructor we were talking about last week that is going back to modeling?
John.
Okay, so John Hoskins going back to modeling. Hannah Marie Corbin said, you know, I'm about to go on over here and start trying out for some of these Broadway and off-Broadway plays, right? We already know Jess Sims is doing her thing. Allie Love done figure out her whole thing that she don't even need to do the Brooklyn Nets no more. She doing her thing with the Today Show. I mean, everybody is starting to find like they own niche somewhere else. When I look at this Lululemon thing, like I don't know if that applies, just a partnership or sponsorship with an ambassadorship with Lululemon. But I used to think, well, yeah, they want to have things on the side. But now I'm starting to think, is this them staging themselves for something more solidified that's other than Peloton? I don't know. Is that blasphemy?
I think it's them being smart.
Okay. Exactly.
It's only for so long that they can teach at this level. Like, they have to have something else. Like, if they're going to either want to have kids or potential injuries or just like the level at which they work.
Yeah.
I think it's smart for them to strike while the iron is hot, while their names are out there, while they kind of have a platform to talk about it and say, hey, I'm in this Broadway show or this off-Broadway show, and it gets members to go see them.
Yeah.
Like, use it now before they lose it. So I think it's smart on all their parts to make sure they, you know, it's just like diversifying your portfolio, right? Like, you don't put all your money in one stock.
I get that. But, okay, like, you know, back in the day, long, years and years and years ago, I was working for this company, and we started seeing some writing that looked like it was on the wall. It really wasn't. But our perception was that there was some writing on the wall, and we was all looking at other opportunities. So when I see all these Peloton instructors, like, in a relatively short period of time, looking elsewhere, that's what came to my mind. Does that make sense?
But the Lulu piece isn't elsewhere, though, right?
Yeah.
It's all the other stuff, because the Lulu, like,
yeah, you're right,
is a company-wide partnership for five years.
You're right. It's all the other stuff. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, because it's not necessarily like, you know, like, and I don't want to say the main ones, but like, you know, like, there's other instructors that have branched out and done other things for quite some time now. And
right.
I think maybe just some of the newer, let's use that term instead, the newer instructors might be, you know, getting other things as well. You know what I mean? So maybe it seems like that, but I think maybe they're just like gaining popularity, and so therefore they're getting their name out there also. Like,
yeah.
And I just mean like with the model.
Oh yeah, John Hoskins. Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. You know.
Was it a year ago or 2 years ago that article with Jen Cotter came out that basically she is leveraging, or she wants the Peloton instructors to be leveraged as athletes who have multi-brand deals?
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're doing. Like,
right.
Some of them have, you know, the athletic brands or the shoe brands, their sports casting or, you know, newscasting. They have the hydration, you know, this and that, you know, that they're doing. And they have agents, and I think that it's smart. I mean, they're athletes, so it's no different than, you know, some of the women, you know, that we see, or the men that we see in sports.
Yeah.
And I think there was someone hired in who's part of their role specifically was to help them find some of those opportunities.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's all it is. Okay, that makes sense. By the way, I'm just thinking about that. Shout out to Jess Sims and Allie Love, because every time I turn on my TV, I see them out there killing. So, I mean, they done taking it to a whole nother level. But get this.
I'm just waiting for them to announce that Allie is going to be the host of the third hour. Yes.
What?
Because, yes. I mean, she's yes. on there more than she's not on there.
She is out here killing.
Like, just make the announcement that she's the new host.
Right. You know what? Out here killing.
Can we talk about that for a moment?
Definitely.
I mean, I was at work, so I didn't watch the third hour that she was on today. But of course, you know that you find the clip later about the basically she highlighted this particular shoe brand made by a woman,
mm-hmm.
marketing and studying women's feet. So basketball shoes, you know, cater to that. Because again, I didn't know a lot of brands base it off of men's foot and then just scale and shrink it down to a woman's size, but doesn't necessarily meet the, you know, physiological Ooh. Structural needs of a woman. So right. she did a great like highlight of it, Ooh. Showed her on the basketball court. I'm like, go off, Allie.
Out it's here.
A really, really good segment and yeah. promoting such positivity. I was like, I don't even play basketball, but maybe I should get some of these shoes.
Allie be out here. They both out here doing that. I mean, yeah, Allie's out here just doing it big. So,
and yeah. then Jess up here advertising food at like 8 tacos. What was it earlier this week at like 8:55? I'm like, okay, already I'm ordering tacos for the lunch.
She was in like Colorado yesterday. She's in Boston today.
She on
like,
planes, yo.
All over the place.
She all over the place. Yes. Stay out here. Just yes. She working. You know, this is the time to do it. This is what I used to. Yeah.
She loves food, right? She yep. loves food. She always talks about it. And it's just a different aspect of her. But I mean, both of them are just doing, it's just so wonderful to see them on this platform. But you know what was cute is how, going back to Allie, I forgot who it was, the other folks on the third hour, non Allie. They were like, you know, here's our, you know,
not the other contributor. Folks.
Yeah, I don't even
remember. The other folks.
Them. Not Allie.
The other folks. The other Allie. Folks.
The non-Allie people.
I'm dead
the
right now.
The non-Allie people. That's right.
The non-Allie other people that were sitting there were like, oh, our favorite Today Show, you know, contributor and Peloton dear or like Peloton. Like, I was like, yes, way to hype it up because I'm only here for her. Like, I'm only
there
here
it
for
is.
So thank y'all for acknowledging, like, you know, the Peloton, you know, like star. That's what she said, something like that. You know, our GMA or Today Show contributor and our, you know, Peloton star, you know, Allie to do this segment. I was like, thank you. Again, not Allie. I don't even remember who the other people were on the panel, but I was just focused on her.
I'm just saying, that just needs to be a clip for this week, John. The other non-Allie.
The other non-Allie people on the Today Show segments. You know? But the interesting thing was we all understood. We knew exactly what she was talking about. We you know, we're like,
uh-huh. Because we don't know the other people.
We don't know the other people either. Exactly. We didn't think nothing of it. We were like, yeah, exactly.
It's Yo. The Allie hour.
Uh-huh. Yo, though Mark said something in the chat that, ooh, got me thinking. Okay, so Mark said he thinks that they need a new batch of instructors. I mean, because his thought was that could create new ideas, new groups, new spur new growth. And generally, right, isn't that what happens in a lot of industries? Like you get new people and there's fresh stuff and new stuff. But from an instructor perspective, I knew we grew the instructors, but there hasn't been a lot of instructor turnover. Like, when he said that, I started thinking about that. Yeah, in any other industry, you would probably see something like that. Do we need that? That's an interesting concept.
No, we don't. There are
yes, interesting.
Something else.
No, we don't need that.
There are certain instructors that left. I would be like, I would be beside myself. No.
And then if there were some instructors that left, I'd be like, oh damn, they left.
Wait, what? They used to be instructors? For real?
What modality did they teach?
Erica do that right now. I'll be like, yo, yo, so-and-so is about to teach this class. She'd be like, who? I mean, that's a Peloton instructor. What? She don't even be knowing. She don't be knowing. That's crazy.
See, that's the nice thing. There's something for everyone. There's lots of variety.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. But that's an interesting one right there, Mark.
It ain't broke. Don't fix it. This shit works. So leave it alone.
We get like, we're like ingrained into like the same names. Like, is it supposed to like be more fluid?
It is.
That's a good question, Mark. That's a good question.
No, it's not.
No.
I think if they brought in like other instructors, though, I kind of feel like for them to have a big impact, they'd have to already have a following.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like if you look at the newer instructors, which they haven't had new ones in a while. So if you look at the quote unquote newer ones, their numbers aren't as big. They didn't necessarily come with a following.
Yeah.
People kind of went to them and gravitated towards them. So I think if they're looking to shake something up or make have a big impact, I think it would have to be like someone who came from somewhere else. So maybe one of the instructors who used to teach on the mirror, or maybe somebody who used to be like, you know, a beach body coach or an instructor.
Jennifer Jacobs.
Listen.
Or bring a JJ back.
Do you remember like, I mean, I just remember like when Adrian dropped, like all the hype around Adrian was crazy. And he kept playing that video of him running 100. And then he would have all these pictures of him in his shirts.
Well,
and stuff just went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You like still freaking.
The hype went crazy.
John, you meant to say the hype was justified.
You're right. Okay. I'm going to go with that. But I'm just saying, we don't have that no more because it's the same people. We don't have the hype. Don't we need some hype every once in a while like that? No.
Do you not see Adrian's post about putting on lotion? I think there's plenty of hype with that. No, behind him or RDLs. Like,
okay, you're right. You're right.
He's yelling at you in the chat.
I think they're getting on me in the chat. Ain't they getting on me a chat?
Why'd you start this?
I have real questions, AJ. You know I don't be trying to start no problems, AJ. You know what I'm saying? I'll just be minding my business, asking some questions. You know how it be, AJ. But yeah, I'm just saying, I just wondered. I thought that question Mark asked was incredibly insightful. I just thought I would ask some questions, you know.
We don't. No new friends.
Like, no new
good.
Friends.
No new friends.
No new friends.
We can't sit at our table.
Like, we are capped. But I did.
We don't have any empty seats at our table.
We really don't. We are beyond capacity. We are at a threat of like a fire marshal code. Like, we cannot fit
no new friends.
Any more people in the building. Okay.
Okay.
Was it Irene?
Yeah.
The German instructor came back.
Yeah, Irene.
Right. You got Christian coming back.
Right.
It did make me pause and say, well, who else is coming back?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
I will say that
JJ, so if she came back.
JJ came back, there'd be a whole bunch of hype. Yes. There'd be a whole bunch of hype.
Very, very happy people. She can have great climb rides. I could do without her sex faces, but her climb rides were great.
Is it just me or I used to hear that a lot about JJ and like the influence of like sex on her imagery. But is it just me or aren't we seeing that with more of the instructors now? It feels to me that more of the instructors are starting to spend like at least on their Instagram pages like towards that. Don't get me in trouble now. I ain't about
the sex. Okay, well, the sex god Adrian. I mean, he was born, he was blessed. So, you know, but
Adrian can't help it.
He can't. Yeah,
it's not his fault.
That's just his makeup. That's just his makeup.
Blame his mama and his daddy.
Yeah, that's just his makeup. But I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean,
okay.
Some of them wear some more risque things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Things that
changed up a little bit. Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I don't. I mean, look at their bodies, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You got it. You know what?
That's a good point.
Yep.
I can't be mad at you. I can't be mad at you.
March around town with three pasties on. That's a good
point. That's a good point.
So that's just kind of how I view it. Like, that's a lot of work and dedication
to
like building your mental and your physical. So that's just kind of how I view it.
Yeah. That's a good
I just don't feel like they are exuding like come hither like JJ did. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone is at the level that she was at. Like it was different.
I
don't think anyone has like come to that level.
Well, I definitely think you're right that if they brought her back, yeah, that there would be a lot of hype around. That would create some energy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people really loved her.
Yeah.
Like, really, really, really loved her. So, and like I said, she definitely has some great climb rides. Mm-hmm. Like, I really did like her climb rides. I'd have to, like, put a towel over the thing because I felt like I was watching something I shouldn't have been watching. Like, I was intruding on a personal moment.
but thank Mark for the question for the add to the chat, because that got me thinking. That's interesting.
I will say that if I don't think they need any more instructors, but if they did, I very much trust Kaylin. Like, the last couple rounds of folks that she's brought in mm-hmm. have all been so awesome. Yeah. So I trust their casting decisions. Yeah. So I feel like if they bring somebody new in, they're going to be awesome too.
And then when Kirsten Ferguson came in, the hype around that and, you know, who she was and how she got there. And, like, there was just hype. Like, it's just energy that comes when, you know, some of these people come through. Like,
At this point, I'm just concerned. Is people check going to clear?
I mean, they ain't paying bills. You're right.
I'm just like, you know, these are leadership, HR, decision making, right. Business structural questions right. that I have.
Courtney asking the right questions.
People's checks going.
You understand?
Just asking.
See, you can't be handing people checks talking about don't cash it until Sunday. You can't do that. So I'm right. You're right. You're right with that one, Courtney. I'm with you.
I think too for some of the instructors that have come in at. There's so much hype around them, like you said, like Kirsten. I think some of that is that in some platforms, I felt like a lot of the minorities felt like they weren't necessarily represented enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having like Kirsten and Marcel come in kind of opened that up a little bit more. Because yeah. I think when they came in on the bike, I mean, on the tread, rather, we had Jeff. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's like the only reason, but I think that builds a lot of excitement when you're like, oh my God, I see somebody who looks like me.
Yeah.
Who is probably going to talk about some of the things that I experienced, who is kind of, you know, we might have shared experiences. I think that gives a little bit of extra hype to it as well.
But what I was talking about is like, you know how we'd be like, did y'all know that Robin was a lawyer? You know, because we've heard that story so much. Whereas when Kirsten came in, she's telling something about her life, her experience, nobody's ever heard. There's like a freshness all of a sudden because it's like another adventure. We're learning another person. We're being taken on a new journey about who they are. And we're learning about their experience, her experiences with Beyonce and the halftime show. And it's like a new thing, right?
And I think she was the first mom on the tread, I think.
And it's that dynamic that Mark's question got me wondering about. It's like, yeah, with the same people, you don't you kind of have to follow their lives and their journeys, but you don't have that freshness like you have with a new person. You got to learn, and it's like an excitement around that. Like, but anyway, I'm with y'all. We don't need no new friends. I'm with it. I got you.
We don't, and I think everyone comes in and fits like a certain dynamic that may have been missing.
Yeah. Yeah, that may have been missing at the time.
Or Peloton thought was missing. Or,
right.
You know, like, oh, well, like I said, I'm pretty sure Kirsten was the first mom on the tread.
She might have been. Well, on the tread. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I think
now.
She was, because she came before Jocelyn, right?
She came before Jocelyn.
Had Robin had the first, had Robin had Athena yet?
I don't know. That I can't remember.
I don't think so. I don't remember, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't remember. But okay, but I get your point.
So, like, I could be wrong.
They come in for a purpose, like the reason.
They're trying to find people who have like something that's missing.
Yeah, that makes sense. I got you. That makes sense. Cool. What else I got? I guess the only
where are we thing, on the agenda?
I have no idea. But I know that Mariana is going to be was on New York Live, I guess it was a local show in New York. I think it was an ABC affiliate. I don't remember what the affiliate was. But it seemed like it was a long segment that she was on that
show. It was. It was really good.
Really? Okay, I didn't really see the whole thing, but I could tell it was a long segment.
Yeah, I guess they had the Chippendales on earlier in the show. I don't know. I tuned in right as she started.
Yeah.
But they had her doing a yoga workout with a couple of the two personalities from the show. And then they're like, oh, we're going to have the guys join us. So they did a split screen between four Chippendales dancers that were there, like promoting some residency. I don't know what they were promoting. But so they had the four Chippendales split screened with Mariana and the two personalities doing yoga. So,
oh, wow.
It was hilarious.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah, y'all got to check that out. I you know, Mariana's just one of them people that you just want to support because, like, I mean, she is incredibly genuine. Like, she feels to me like one of those people that are so genuine that, like, it's one of those people in life that you want to protect because, like, they're so true to themselves, right? And she's always been incredibly kind to me. Oh, my goodness. Incredibly kind to me. She was, when my mom passed in 2021, she was literally like one of the first people that reached out to me like that. So, I when I saw that she was doing that, I'm like, yeah, I hope they start finding ways, like all these other instructors are finding new avenues and new places and new opportunities. Like, I'm hoping like that same thing happens with Mariana at some point somewhere.
And I say it every time we talk about her, like, I've never actually, like, really met her. I've seen her in studio, but she always, like, just exudes, like, such light and, like, positivity. And she just seems like she's so amazing. Like, even though I've only seen her, like, in passing, like, I don't know, her energy just seems, like,
yeah,
amazing.
Oh, yeah.
She is the most genuine person.
Yeah,
I could go on forever. Oh, I won't. But and support her 90-minute run that's coming up. I'm not gonna.
I can't run that
long, but I'll walk it.
See, that's perfect circle.
I thought she had a long run coming up.
It's Thursday, May 2nd. I think it's 6:30 p.m. live with members in studio.
Oh, 90 minutes with the members in studio.
Okay, John, we talked.
Yeah, they're gonna be falling out.
As a healthcare provider,
what was the screening process for this 90-minute class?
Or I hope they have EMT
standby.
You know, first responders on standby.
Because
some of these folks, if they ain't trained for it or they don't know their limitations, I'm concerned.
It's gonna be a whole studio full of people that went in at 11:59 and picked the first class they saw. That's what's gonna be.
And they all gonna be walking. We're going to watch the class, and everyone's going to be walking except for her.
That's funny. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to watch that one. We're going to be like, oh, there's another one. Oh, they went down. Check it out right there. They just went down. That's how we're going to be watching it.
Not they went down.
They went down. Look at that one right there. In the back, left corner. They went down. That's
they
how we're
going
to be
go
watching.
They can't go down because Peloton ain't got no money. So they can't go down. We can't afford lawsuits.
They're going to make them sign a whole harmless agreement before they walk in the studio. So you already know.
AJ done took it.
Going to be ironclad.
AJ done took it to math. He said, yo, that's 2:45 minutes. Yeah, AJ is crazy. It's nuts. That's a double 45 minute. You know, I'm not doing 45 minutes. They done put up the classes of two of them together. No.
But for people that are, you know, it's race season and people that are marathon training, that'll be a great class for them to have for, indoor training, bad weather, et cetera.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great class for people that are doing that. I agree.
For all those crazy people.
You know what I mean? Out there doing that. Yo, but I'm slowly getting back. You know, I'm slowly starting back running, y'all. I'm out here getting on this tram. It's slow, but I'm getting back, and I ain't stressed on none of it. When I first started doing Peloton, it was all about the numbers, where I'm at, how I was from the last time I did it, what am I gonna do different this time? You know, it was like a whole different thing. My mindset was so competitive that I was just constantly injuring myself. Now, I couldn't care less what anybody else's numbers are or what they think about my numbers. And that is like get out of jail free. It's like so freeing. Like that when you finally get to that place that you're just like, I ain't competing with nobody. I don't care what you see about my numbers and I don't care about yours either. Do what you do. You know what I mean? It's like It's so that's freeing.
Because you said you're going to run a marathon, right?
Good. Goonie goo goo. AJ hit me up about that. And sure he said.
You said a marathon and you also said a triathlon.
That's what AJ said. Sure
you said both of those things.
AJ hit me up.
He said Iron Man. He said Iron
Man.
Oh, right?
Good. See, now it's going too far. Well, oh, good luck. Oh, good luck.
That old Iron Man.
AJ hit me up and said, I was just listening. And I think you said, what'd you say you were going to do a triathlon? I was like, oh, good. Goonie goo goo.
No. Where's Josh when we need him?
Order of an Iron Man first before we give him a whole Iron Man.
Yeah,
it's like what 112 miles on a bike and a marathon. It was it's something crazy.
Oh goodness!
Yeah, that's a lot.
2 miles, I think.
Oh goodness! I'll do it.
Is it only 2 miles for the swim? I thought it was so much more than that. I mean, listen, 2 miles is a lot, but
listen,
compared to the bike portion and the run, I just thought it was longer than that.
If I can't
Josh swim. Did the half, like Iron Man, with the half marathon and the however many.
That's right.
He just did it last weekend.
That's right. Shout incredible. Out to Josh. Exactly. That's right. Shout out. Yeah, if I can't bring my tonal bench along, you know, I can't do it. I'm out. You know, I can't really.
You need it for your little breaks.
Yeah, my breaks. If it can't come along, then I'm out. You know. But that's all I got, y'all. I think we good now. That was relatively efficient, right?
I have a few random topics.
Okay, let's go. Let's do them.
To bring up.
Okay.
So first is, remember last week we were talking about Robin and kind of, you know, clowning her like I'm a lawyer in a loving fashion.
Because right.
I think we all definitely respect her. And
absolutely.
And how I was like, oh, I wish you would lean more into her, like,
yes.
health, her nutrition, her diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, lo and behold, what comes out this week? She has partnered with, I think it's Janssen. Anyway, she's partnered with a pharmaceutical company with this kind of, like, pledge to go get tested for type 1, like a type 1
wow.
pledge. And I thought it was really interesting. So I just was like, you know, even if you're not at risk for type 1, it's just a good reminder to go get your blood work, go get your wellness check, like go get checked out. Like we can't be so into all this fitness and then not make sure that our heart and lungs
right.
and our organs aren't like functioning. So just, you know, women, get your mammograms, let's get our colonoscopies, like mm-hmm. go to the dentist, like, you know, all these things. So I was just like, well, wow, like way to like really lean in, because she challenged her followers to like make an appointment to go get checked.
Right.
And she's, you know, about type 1, but I think some of us, based on hereditary or kind of how our bodies are built, are also predisposed to type 2 diabetes as
right.
well. So I just
That's
thought that
right.
was really cool.
I love that. You were just mentioning that. Yeah, I like that. That's good stuff.
And then for our girl Tune Day, I hope I saw most of y'all posting on her post where her fantasy boo, or her boo she wants to, you know, manifest, is Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, that's the manifestation boo? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
She talks about him like all the time.
Oh, snap.
There was this post where Michael B. is talking to, again, I don't remember the host, and about how, you know, he struggled. Not Michael B. Exactly. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for the and he's
talking about, I think it was Jay, somebody.
Who, yeah, but not Michael B. Not Tunde's man, okay? and he was like, oh, you know, I don't know if I want to find love, and it has to be the right person. And so Tunde posts that if we love her as her followers, to go tag her on this post.
Oh!
So, you know, hey, and you know all of
I watched so, that story.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Times.
Okay, I saw Aaron.
Up.
I saw Jamie.
I sent it to my friend. I saw Naeem.
I saw Jess Minardi. Yes, I saw Danielle. We all were like tagging. We followed the instructions.
I feel like every comment on that video was one of us tagging.
It was
legitimately.
Yes. It was like,
completely unhinged. Unhinged.
John, she's sitting on her kitchen floor and she's like, "I don't ask any of you for anything, but I need you to go get me on this reel." It was so funny,
and the number of comments where
yes.
we all tagged her is wild.
Wait a minute, how she direct you to the? How did she direct you to the reel?
She included a link into the video. So
oh, okay, she included the link.
To the
okay.
link.
watch the video, and then in the comments tagged him, and the comments were beautiful. It was like, oh, you haven't found your queen because you haven't found Tunde yet.
Oh,
and
I'm dead. Were like,
oh, John, I need like, to, I'll find it and send it to you.
I am dead. Yes, please send that to me.
You have to see it.
Please send that to me.
You haven't looked. She's a New York Times bestseller. She's a Nike athlete.
They were, oh, they was hyping it up. They was hyping up.
There were 200 comments on that. There are 199 were Peloton members.
We were hyping
it up. We understood the assignment, like, and went hog, like, out of control.
1,000%. Wow. There were even other instructors commenting.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Serious. Wow. I said, you know what? We will vote Cody on Dancing with the Stars. We are watching the Today Show because of Allie. We watch a Good Morning America because of Justin. We going to get Tunde to her man. I was like, this community is wild.
He would be so lucky. He would be so lucky.
Indeed.
Oh, and someone was like, well, that's because you're not in the Peloton community. Because if you were in the Peloton community, you would see that your queen is on your screen.
Oh.
Like, I was like, the taglines in this community were just like, they need to be writing people's dating profiles. I was like, wow. Like, people went hard for our girl.
Tunde got everybody out here turning into Hitch. They out here hooking people up on the Instagram. Go ahead then. I got to read these. Yes, please send me this. Oh,
I
that
just
is classic.
I put the link in the comments. So that's the link to the reel. Comment on it. Tag Michael B. Jordan. Tag Tunde. Let him know that, you know, his wife is out there.
Say you ain't found your special one because you ain't on the Peloton platform.
That well, is you know, hilarious. My favorite one was that, well, clearly you haven't found her because you're not looking in your local bookstore because she's a New York Times bestseller. You're not looking at the Nike store because she's a Nike athlete. Like, whoever made that comment was like, sir, you're not looking in the right places, but this is your girl. Like, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that is hilarious.
And then my last thing is just a reminder, because I just got an email reminder. Emma Lovewell's cooking class is this Saturday. So if you are interested, I'll drop the link in the chat again. But it's runfasteatslow.com.
Oh, okay.
But it's on, what is it, this Saturday the 13th at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So I'm signed up.
Awesome. Me too. Just to support everybody. Love
absolutely.
Life, TV show, whatever they're doing, like, we're ready.
Yeah, I'll support all the time. No doubt. Okay, I like that. Oh, and then, Aaron, I see out there you said that Alex Shoes is restocking. Okay. That we got to get that out there too.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, they are restocking. The date is yet to be, you know, announced or whatever. But, you know, I commented on Feel Good Fam earlier today. He said to me, if they try, they should be able to get it.
Okay.
So hopefully, okay. He said they're coming back with a lot of stock. So I know there was a lot of people that, you know, might have missed out or wanted to get it or whatnot.
I don't
know
if he knows how crazy Peloton is.
Well, and that was also what I said. I said, you know, he said that da da da. And I said, but he also doesn't realize how savage, you know, people are out here. So, you know, take that for what you will. But
you know
it
what I mean?
Didn't sound like there was going to be a decent amount of stock being restocked.
Okay.
So hopefully people will be able to, you know.
If I fail again, someone is going to have to come get me because it's just, I will not be okay. I still haven't recovered from the last round. So just say a prayer.
And for those of us that were in studio, maybe we should just all post our shoes and rub it in.
Oh, see, that ain't right. See, that ain't
every
right.
Post ain't for right. Months, Danielle, see, every right. Post for months, like, it's like 1,000 cuts.
Damn. You know what, Jamie, what got me is I didn't realize that they released at midnight, which was 11 p.m. my time.
Yeah.
I was in London.
So when I went on, when I got up at 4:30,
they were gone.
They were all
gone. They was gone.
I was like, how the hell are they gone at 4:30 in the damn morning? Didn't realize. I had the alert, everything, but I was asleep.
Those things were gone at like 12:05.
They were gone.
Wow.
And
I think for those of us that were in studio, what was so special is we had no idea we were getting them.
Yeah.
At least I didn't.
Right.
Like, I thought they were going to have us wear them in studio just for camera purposes. Mm-hmm. And then if we wanted to buy them, we could. Mm-hmm. Because they asked our sizes ahead of time. So we knew, okay, they're going to have the shoes here. So I just assumed, like, you're going to have the option to buy them if you want them. But otherwise, they want you to wear them in class, you know, so that it looks cool on camera that everybody has the shoes on or whatever. But it was, like, such a surprise to get, like, you know, a bag. So it was such a special moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it was so cool.
She said, I'm sorry. She is rubbing it in, huh, Jamie?
Sorry, not sorry.
It was just so cool, though, like, to just, you know, to be there and to experience. And there were so many, you know, friends that there that I love. And it was just it was such a cool experience.
Yeah, well. Cool. All right. We got any other items that we
need to get through? Well, I have a totally random topic that I haven't. Some people have probably seen it. So I was doing the My Day One challenge with Robin.
Yeah.
It started March, I guess. If you do it for 100 days, which is what it's supposed to be, it ends in like May. So the point of the challenge was you were going to pick something and it was going to be like your day one. So for Robin, it was swimming. So she was learning how to swim. So she was literally going to like beginner swimming classes, I think like with Athena, and like literally learning how to swim. And then some people, it was, I'm going to lift weights. I'm going to do this. Like, there was an end goal that she wouldn't be able to hit by the end of the 100 days.
Right.
And for me, it was to run a 5K. So I've run like several half marathons, but ever since like my lung issues, I haven't really run like any long distances.
Right.
And it's been a while since I've run. And listen, I'm not fast by any means, was never fast to begin with. But it was like, okay, so for my 100 days, it's going to be to run a 5K without stopping.
Okay, yeah.
So I did that like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, shout out. So okay. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, I love that. Shout out.
So I'm going to keep working on like running, you know, and hopefully get faster by the time the first 100 days is up. And then I'll set a new goal for the next like 100 days. But she said she's going to do those my 100 day ride or my day one rides like every 100 days. Okay. Essentially. So
it was February 17th.
Damn, it was February.
I know. I had to go back. And like, damn, it seems. Yeah, it's February 17th.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe it was February. But anyway, so she'll be doing another one, I guess, 100 days from February. I took it the day after it was live. So I was one day off. But so she should be doing another ride every time. So every quarter, I guess, is what it's going to be. Something like that. But anyway.
That's amazing. Congrats.
Congrats.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's some good stuff right there. Cool. All right. Any other topics? See, we made this agenda work. We started talking about, you know, I don't know, and we made it work. You see how we do? That's what I'm saying.
That's because we threw the agenda out, basically. we talked about maybe three things off the agenda.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're right. We kind of like
random.
We kind of like mixed it around. We figured it out, you know, and then we did some random stuff in the middle. And it sounded like we had a real good agenda. You know, sometimes after we do the show, and you know, I'm working to get it posted. I start, you know, normally I'm just copy and pasting the agenda into the metadata that goes along with the podcast to all the outlets. But some weeks I go, oh, hold up, we ain't talk about that, delete. We didn't talk about that either, delete. Oh, we ain't talk about that. Wait a minute, we talk about these four other things, then I end up having to put in all kinds of topics. That's going to be tonight. I had to change it up before I ship it out.
You just had to label the agenda as free for all. Here you go.
You know what I mean?
Topic one, Alice Brand Corporation update, and then free for all.
And then we just talk about a whole bunch of stuff. I'm just about stuff. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right, then. Well, I guess we good for them class recommendations. What we got for class recommendations? Anybody got any? First of all, let me give my class recommendation is whatever that class was I was running in with Alex last night. I thought it was 80s hip hop. It wasn't. But that's all right. It was still 80s. That's my decade of the music. And so it all worked. So what? It was a 30-minute 80s class. What time was that class, y'all? 7 o'clock last night? 7 Eastern, I think?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's my recommendation. Y'all need to check that out. That was off the chain. I liked it. I had fun. Lots of friends was there. It was good. I saw them on the leaderboard. I was kind of tired, so I was struggling doing these 8-minute intervals, but the playlist was off the chain. I liked it. Cool. What y'all got? See if y'all got nothing. You know, Dan.
So I have a few.
Okay, what you got?
So So just the Logan's just Tabata.
Yeah.
I guess it was just a truncated series because I was reading or hearing that it's six classes. So I didn't realize that it's been 6 weeks. I've taken all of them and it's in like a collection. So I'm hoping that they add that format or other teachers maybe do that format. It's just, it's 20 minutes. You do four sections of a weighted or body weight exercise, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. You do eight rounds and then you get a 40-second break before you move on to the next set. I really enjoyed it. My only critique is that kind of like what we talked about last week, the storytelling, the shout outs, he just doesn't have enough time for that because there's a timer and there's a beat. So sometimes his countdown is off from the beat. So just if they do that again, Peloton, just tell him like he just doesn't have the space for that and to just stick to the timer. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was a really good, efficient workout. And I appreciate them bringing Tabata to like the strength / kind of cardio space. So that's kind of my recommendation. So it's in a collection, check it out. The one that dropped this week, cause it's been live. I haven't taken them live. I've needed to take them on demand. I loved it cause it had snatches, which is like one of my favorite movements.
Yeah. Okay.
So love that.
Ooh, mine too.
Yeah. I love snatches. Check that one out.
That makes sense that both Courtney and, you know, Danielle them recruited Courtney into her craziness. You see what I mean? So that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
so Allie had a Tabata ride on Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
And uh-oh. As I finished the ride, I had the thought was, you know, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, said, see, oh, Lord. You are on the other side. You are on the other
I
side.
I said, Danielle, a message. I was like, you know, that was my first thought. Now, let me tell you why it wasn't that bad. Uh-oh. It's because, one, she was coming back from vacation. Mm-hmm. And I think she's trying to encourage people to embrace this format. Mm-hmm. So normally she starts off with, you know, you get your warm up and then the first set you're at 45 resistance on up. 45 is where you start and you're getting a cadence 90 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
But she said start 40 to 45 for those people kind of just coming back into it, just getting into it, which since she didn't have one last week, I said, you know what, I'm actually going to take her advice and start a little bit lower,
right?
For the first section to ease into it. So I think because of that, you kind of had a slower ramp up to the Tabata. Doesn't mean it wasn't, it still was, you know, challenging, but yeah, I did enjoy it this week because she wasn't with us last week. So it allowed us to kind of ease back into the Tabata. I don't think she's going to go easy on us next week, but I liked it.
Okay. I mean, all right. I mean, Tabata and okay. I don't know, but all right. You know, okay. I like it. I like it. Okay. What, anybody else got any, what y'all got? No? Okay.
I mean, I have some.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. What you got? What you got, Danielle? Okay, let's go to those. What you got?
So, I don't have anything crazy.
Really
don't.
Like, okay.
Nothing super crazy at all.
Okay.
So, Robin did a 30-minute hip-hop ride this past, 30-minute 90s hip-hop ride.
Okay, 90s
this
past
Wednesday.
I'm down with that.
It was good.
Okay.
She didn't do anything crazy. She wasn't wild. She had on a little tiny bit of yellow that was kind of hidden, but she was, like, real chill with it.
Okay.
No, it was a really chill ride.
Okay.
She played some good music.
Okay.
And then she followed that up with, she had a low-impact ride,
mm-hmm.
and it was all Broadway musical songs. So if you like Broadway, that was only 15 minutes. That was really good. I did an Alley Soul ride from back
that
in
sound
like 23.
Nice. Okay.
It was really good. She played like Etta James. She played D'Angelo.
Wow.
It was a good ride. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a really, really good ride. And then what else did I have? I told you I didn't do anything crazy this week. Oh, did I talk about the 45-minute Hidden Hills ride with Alley I did last week?
Oh, good Lord.
That.
Okay. 45-minute Hidden Hills? Okay. Whew. 45 minutes of
that
Hidden Hills? Okay. Ooh.
That was good. It wasn't terrible. I mean, I survived. Hidden Hills is probably like my second favorite class type, though. So
okay.
Tabata is first, and then Hidden Hills is a very close second. So It was terrible. And the 45 minutes kind of went by really quickly. And then tomorrow, I'm going to do the 30-minute Tabata from this past Tuesday because I missed it. So I'm not sure what time I'm doing it yet, but I'll post in case anybody wants to ride with me, and I'll ride them in the fitness forum. It's only 30 minutes.
That ain't bad.
And I mean, in the screen grab, her face is a little sassy. I did post that. So I said, this screen grab, this face is a little sassy. You got me kind of stressed. I'm a little stressed about what this class is going to hold. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do that tomorrow if anybody wants to join me. So
all
that's it. See, nothing crazy.
All that sounds good, except for that 15-minute ride that was with the show tunes. What was that? With the Broadway?
That was a low impact.
I don't know about all. I don't know if I could be riding listening to Broadway show tunes. I don't know if I'm with that.
No, but she had really good ones. Like, you know what was hilarious is because she picked the song from The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
And she picked the wrong version.
Oh.
She's so confused. She's like, she literally stops pedaling and she's like looking at the computer, you know, where their music is. Mm-hmm. And she's looking at the camera. And then she's like, did I select the instrumental? She was like, I'm like waiting for Hugh Jackman to come in singing, and I picked the instrumental. So she was like, I ain't singing for y'all. So
okay, we just gonna be listening to an instrumental. You know, that's all it's gonna be.
So it was kind of funny. You know what I mean? She was like so thrown off by the fact that she picked the wrong song, and but no, it was good because she picked like upbeat songs. So she picked one of the songs from Hamilton. That's like a really good song to ride to.
Okay.
I'm not going to lose my shot or waste my shot or whatever the song is. That's a great, I love that song to ride to. So they were good tunes. They weren't like slow or they were good for a low impact.
Oh, okay. Cause that's what my mind was picturing, but okay. That might not be so bad. All right. I'm with it.
All right. They were good for low impact. Like, I don't know that you want to do like Tabata to them.
Right.
But for low impact, they were like fitting.
Okay. Well, I mean that ain't bad.
Nothing crazy. Look at that.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that. See, this week you did good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was like,
so you
want to
do
nice.
The 45-minute hitting hills?
Oh, you said 45 minutes? A hitting hills? Mm-mm. No. I do it. I mean, I watch it. I mean, I might watch that one. That's one I might watch. I'm thinking about it.
You just said my list wasn't bad, so therefore there's
you're
no
right.
reason why you
it
can't
wasn't.
Do the 45-minute hitting hills.
I kind of like your list. Except for the one class where you said there was a hint of yellow. I'm questioning that one. But everything else, I was kind of down with.
That one was good. She talked about the Freaknik documentary.
Oh, yeah. The Freaknik documentary. That's right.
Talked about how, like, some kids saw his mom on the video.
good. Are you serious? A kid saw his mom on one. Oh, good Lord. Mm-mm. That ain't even right.
So yeah, so it was funny, and she played what the heck did she? But she played Luke.
She played some Uncle Luke.
Like me, so.
Oh, good Lord. Oh man.
And she played Old Dirty Bastard and Wu-Tang.
Oh, got the Old Dirty B. Okay, that sounds nice.
Yeah, she had some good. She had some good songs on there. Okay. Most Def.
Oh, Most Def. Yeah. That's my dude. Okay, I like that too. Okay, I might check that. Yeah, you did good this week, Danielle. I like those. Okay,
look at that.
See, I'm
now I gotta turn it up for next week because I feel like I'm slipping.
You came through this week though. I mean, I like your suggestion.
I gotta turn up for next week. I'm slipping. I'm getting too easy. Something's happening.
If I'm liking it, then something's wrong. If I'm liking it, you're right. You sliding. If I'm liking it,
I'm telling y'all, it's this lacrosse season. We're back to like four teams lacrosse every day. I barely had time to work out, so I'm blaming it on lacrosse. But I'm turning it up for next week. You ain't going to like nothing.
I ain't going to like nothing, and then you're going to know you back to yourself.
You ain't
going to
like nothing next week. I'm going to channel Courtney.
Oh, no. I know Courtney done changed up on us.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
No, I wake up, and I'm like, let's get it. Like, I rather say, with all due respect, pick up the fucking weight.
I knew the moment it switched. I remember the moment it switched. Courtney came back talking about some Tabata class she liked. I said, "What? Can you believe this? Danielle done got Courtney over there." But all right then. Oh, you know what I've got to tell y'all? Remember I told y'all that the documentary is dropping on Tuesday. So I'll put the link out there in the chat. That whole documentary drops on Tuesday. So, yeah, I forgot to tell y'all
about that. That's beautiful. One more, because, you know, even though I am choosing more intense violence, I do believe in recovery. So Allie, I think she was just mentioning after kind of, you know, the post show, if you will, after her Tabata workout on Tuesday, that she's getting more stretches. So she has another 10-minute stretch on the platform.
Yeah.
So check that out as part of your recovery as well. That was really nice. And then for my kind of active recovery days, I've been really into Rebecca Kennedy's Low Impact.
Okay.
So I'm working my way through that, and that's been really fun. There's no jumping, no burpees. You know, really easy on the joints. It's anywhere between 10 minutes or 30 minutes, depending on the class. It's kind of like the dance cardio, if you like the choreography, but it's just such a mood boost. I've just really been enjoying them and find it just nice to do that for 20 minutes on a active recovery day rather than just doing nothing. So just some options that are more lower impact recovery.
Okay. I like that. Absolutely.
And I need Allie to stop dropping these classes because I keep telling her I'm trying to get through her library. And every time she drops another class, I'm like, you're killing me.
Okay.
So I need her to stop with the stretches too. Like, I had them all done and now I have two.
And I have two. Have
2 10-minute ones but that are waiting for me to do.
She mentioned, she was like, yeah, because I used to teach strength, you know, back in the day and more stretches. And I'm like, okay, is Allie about to also branch out to like more modalities as well?
No, she can't.
She can't. Okay. That's what she said. Okay. She's not allowed. Okay. Got it.
Understood. I said what I said.
Okay.
She teaches enough as it is. She don't want nothing else.
Can't be doing that. I heard that.
Her and Justin probably have the most damn classes on the platform.
They be dropping them.
They need to relax.
Did you take, speaking of Justin's, her 30 and then 15 minute strength, what was it, last weekend? It'd just be at a random time. They were good. Of course, Justin's, I was cursing her out. But how are you doing with your Flash 15 finish?
I only have one to do. I was done. I had them all done.
And then she taught again.
I had them all done. And then she taught one.
So, yeah.
Then she had another.
She's annoying like that. Like, I was all done. So she has no respect for me whatsoever. Like, she doesn't care about my plight. No.
She ain't worried about it at all.
She ain't worried at all. She's like, let me just teach another Flash 15. Oh, you're done? Here, wait. Here's another.
Here's another one right here. Let me throw this at you right quick. I heard that.
Jamie, you didn't have any just classes you wanted to recommend? I know she taught this week, right? Jamie usually has the good Jess King classes.
I haven't. I've been out of town, so I have not. I wasn't able to take her classes live this morning, so I need to get caught up.
All right.
Okay. I always use you as like my Jess reference for like what classes I'm going to like.
Usually I'm good for that, but not this week.
All right. That's all right. We got some good ones this week. That was some good stuff. You know what I mean? You should stay in that lane right there, Danielle. I mean, I like all them, you know?
Stop it.
I'm good with the stuff you dropping now. I can handle
I'm
those.
I'm going on a platform and sorting by hardest class.
Oh, good lord.
That's what I'm coming back with next
week. Snap. Oh, no. All right, then. Well, I appreciate y'all coming through. This is always fun for me. I enjoy talking to you guys every week. I enjoy. It's always, you know, kind of a good way to kind of break up or lead into the weekend. So, again, I appreciate you guys coming through. Continue to support each other. That, you know, that's what keeps us all going. I think that helps everybody in their health plight and their plight towards their workout regimen. Just to have other people they can talk to about it. So, continue to support each other. And if I don't see y'all on the leaderboard, then I'll check y'all out here next week. All right? Cool. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.